This is Sabres Hockey.
WOGO.
WOGO's coverage of the Sabres is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Braniza Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Now with the Sabres pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Greg Stewart and Michaela Hogan.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good afternoon. We're at Hobbs High Center in Eau Claire today for the CFM Sabres game against the Eau Claire Area Stars. Michaela Hogan is back with me. It's been a while, but it's great to have you up here with me doing the radio again.
Oh, I'm so excited. I was bummed I had to miss a couple. I got some, like, game day jitters, but I think I'll work through them quickly here.
You're a pro. The two-time BRC Player of the Year and the Chi High Hall of Famer back with me. And it's going to be a lot of fun. I tell you what a difference 2 weeks or a little over 2 weeks makes. The last time we came out here for a CFM game, they had lost two in a row. Were crushed by Superior 9-1. Shut out by St. Croix Valley 6-0. Then they ran into Northland Pines, beat them in our next radio game 9-2, beat Western Wisconsin 4-0, knocked off BRF 8-5 over Badger 4-0, knocked off Hudson, top five team in the state, 2-1, and then the 8-1 romp over Medford, and all of a sudden CFM has won six in a row.
Yeah, all of a sudden they're hot, right? I'd really only seen the first two games, caught some highlights, caught some taped, and you know, they just looked a little young, a little inexperienced out there. But it really looks like over these last six games, they've really hit their stride and coming in tonight hot.
That's for sure. Meanwhile, Eau Claire, a very young team. The Stars losing players like Kennedy Grulke. Her sister still plays in the team, but she is gone. And a lot of the scoring punch gone from last year's team. They are 3-5 and CFM 6-2 overall. The Stars at 0-2 in the BRC, and the Sabres at 2-1. Talking to their head coach, the veteran Tom Bernhardt, in his 11th season coaching the Stars. He just said, we lost so many players. Teams got a pretty good defense. Goaltending's been good, but we just cannot score goals. They've been shut out four times and consistently outshot almost 2-1 at times. So they're struggling to find the back of the net.
Yeah, and they've kind of started to hit their stride, it looks like, too, had more of a roller coaster of this start. When you look at the shared opponents between the two groups, you know, they have very similar scores. Eau Claire went down to Hudson 0-2 with CFM just beating them 2-1. They both beat Northland Pines. They both beat Medford pretty handedly. So they might be a lot more similar than their records show. But, you know, that's what makes this competition great, too. Also, what they're bringing in for the records, it doesn't always mean a whole lot when it's CFM
rivalry,
versus Eau Claire.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly. It's a different vibe out here. It's a different feeling.
So it should be a lot of fun here today. And Tom Bernhardt said, this is kind of a pivotal week for them. They've got the Sabres tonight. On Thursday, they're home against BRF. And then Arrowhead on Saturday here at Hobbs. So he thinks maybe they can kind of turn a corner here if they can play well against these teams and, you know, pick up a win or two or whatever. Might kind of propel them into the new year.
Yeah, get those freshmen. I think a couple of our leading scorers are freshmen out here that are just going to start getting really comfortable. Get them through this stretch into that holiday tournament where you always play a little bit looser. The games don't mean as much. And year after year, that shows to be a really pivotal time in the team season coming off that holiday tournament.
All right, time for our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Michaela, what do you think are the keys for CFM to pick up their seventh straight victory here?
Yeah, I think special teams is a big player. We kind of talked about the vibe out here. Things tend to get a little different, a little more emotional when CFM versus Eau Claire. And CFM's been so good on the power play this year, they're just not getting very many of them. So channel that energy, work hard through checks, through contact, draw some penalties, and put the puck in the net. I also think a big thing is confidence. Come out hot. CFM's been a big-time first-period team. So if they can come out here and win that first period, that gives them a lot of confidence throughout the rest of the game.
Yeah, they're outscoring their opponents in the first period 10-5. And you mentioned the power play. That's up near 30%. That's pretty good.
That's incredible. But when it's only on 17 opportunities, yeah, you're really, it's an untapped mine, right?
Right, right. Kill, not quite as good for them at 78%. But if they can get on the power play, maybe they can bury a few and get a lead and fly away from there.
Yeah, big momentum shift always on that PP.
All right, our pregame show ahead of an early start here today. This was scheduled for 7 o'clock. Nobody knows why it was pushed up to 5. That's okay. Well, I'm an old guy. I get to bed early. But it's a little earlier start for us here at Hobbs Ice Center. And Michaela came flying in a few minutes before. Thank you for being here. And everybody, skaters are here. Referees are here. So we're about ready to go here in a few minutes for Eau Claire Stars and the CFM Sabres here on WOGO. We'll take a break, expecting Coach Dougherty to come up and visit with us a little bit about the turnaround for her team. And we'll take a little break and come back with more from Hobbs Ice Center in Eau Claire. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom storefronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
High school girls hockey tonight from Eau Claire, Hobbs Ice Center. Good afternoon, good evening to you. This is Greg Stewart along with Michaela Hogan. And in a moment, we'll hear from Caitlin Dougherty, the head coach of the CFM Sabres. Here's the goalie matchup tonight for Tom Bernhardt's Stars. They'll throw a junior between the pipes, Amy Toole. She is 2-1, save percentage 9-2-1, and a goals against average of 1.00 for a 3-5 team. She's got some pretty good numbers there. And for the Sabres, it's Cassie Hare. She has started every minute in goal for Caitlin Doherty. She is 6-2. Her goals against average, 3.00. And her save percentage at 8.97. So as Tom Bernhardt said, Michaela, they're doing it the right way. I mean, they got two good goaltenders to kind of rotate. Pretty good defense. They just need to push a little bit in the offensive zone.
Yeah, and it's absolutely that youth up front. You know, they've kind of had some main players being able to run the show the last couple of years. And so that distribution of kind of talent at the top hasn't been there. And now you kind of have Grookey just doing what she can, and I think she's kind of pulling a couple of freshmen with her, which, you know, is good for the longevity of the program, but makes it tough in the year.
Yeah, he was saying that probably their strongest players are the freshmen coming in here. That's good for the future. A little tough right now, though.
Yeah, there's always that learning curve, right? You know, this experience is going to make them so much better next year, the year after. But again, it's the patience, and it's teaching them also to not get frustrated when it's not falling into place right away.
Big difference between being a senior on a team and a freshman, right?
Oh, yeah. The speed of the game is something else. You know, you can kind of play what you want in 14U or try to get some AAA opportunities. But when you're 13, 14 playing against 18-year-olds, it's a different ball game.
Well, it's a pleasure to welcome Coach Caitlin Doherty up here to our perch high above Hobbs Ice Center. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good. Congratulations on a 6-game winning streak.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, we're having some positive momentum going into tonight.
I guess so. Tell me how you did it. The last time we came into a game, you were 0-2. Shut out in one game and pretty much demolished in another. And now, six straights. So what's your secret?
Yeah, I think the first two games were good for us to get under our belts. We had to face some adversity, and we faced two of the toughest teams we'll probably face right off the bat, which I think was good. And since then, it's all the girls. I mean, they're working so hard. They're buying into the systems and the mantra of the team, and we focus a lot on just being a hardworking team, a team that's frustrating to play against, and a team that focuses on the little things. And that's been what's made us successful so far.
Those first two games, you got one goal for your team. Now you're scoring close to 5 goals per game. So what turned it on? How did you find this offense?
I think it's the working together, and again, going back to just like the little things. We all kind of realized most of the goals in hockey are going to be rebounds or second chances or the dirty goals. You're not going to see a lot of the backhand toe drag, top shelf, as pretty as they may be. And when we got them to believe in that and just put pucks to the net and crash the net, good things started happening.
Well, when we talked early on, you were kind of dipping your toes in the water a little bit with the team. You only had a couple of weeks with them before the opening game. Now tell me about the relationship a month or month and a half in.
It's awesome. I mean, I love working with this group. It's a special group of girls. They have such a tight-knit relationship with each other and the program. They work for each other. Nobody has an ego or is an individual, so I've just enjoyed going to the rink every day. They make it a lot of fun. The other coaches make it equally as fun, so it's been a really good experience.
So what are you hoping out of not just this game, but in the near future? What would you like to see the team improve in or step up a little bit in what department?
I think for the biggest thing that we talked about is just consistency, no matter who we're playing. Sometimes we have been in the habit of we'll take a period off and we'll be great for two and a little average for one. And we have to learn that against good teams, you need 3 good periods or it's going to come back and get you. So we're working on consistency, no matter who we're playing against or what period is, always coming out with the same intensity.
So against Eau Claire tonight, this is the big rivalry for the two teams. What are your keys to this game beating Eau Claire as you've looked at their film and that kind of thing?
A lot of the same that we've been doing. So we were saying just be the hardest working team on the ice. That's been from day one. That was, we put it in the locker room and we said we are going to be the hardest working team out there. And when we do that, good things happen. So we want to be competitive, we want to set the pace, and we want to work hard.
Okay, Coach, thanks. We'll talk to you
all
after
right,
the game.
Thank you very much.
All right, Caitlin Doherty, head coach of the Sabres, the former two-time captain of the BC hockey team, Boston College hockey team, and defenseman for that team, played professionally for a year, and so she's got a great resume.
Yeah, she knows exactly what she's talking about, right? And it's funny, you hear somebody that's so established and decorated, and she says the same things that you want. It's basic, right?
Hockey is hockey, right?
It's work hard. Work harder than the other team and be tougher mentally, and the game is yours, right?
Yep. I think sometimes players sort of forget you get a point for an assist. It's not just the pretty goal, you know, the highlight goal, whatever it is. If you can set up a goal, that's hockey is brilliant that way to give a point to each person.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Get the puck to the net and something good is going to happen. And we've sat up here how many games and been frustrated at not pounding in those rebounds,
yeah,
right? How many times we got our hands on our head over the last couple of years? They can get to the net.
Yep.
And it sounds like she found a way to really establish that and drill it into their heads. And she's speaking the truth. She has a totally different group here this year than I think have been in the past. Kind of talked about Eau Claire always having a little top-tier talent and then maybe a gap towards the bottom. This year they have less of that top-tier talent. Now, Addie Biskin's putting the puck in the net, which is awesome
she
to
sure
see.
Is.
And she's been on the precipice of that for 3 years. But there's also not that huge gap. It's very much a lot of team members with the same talent, the same potential, absolutely working together.
Yeah, this is a team that just barely touches the championship year. You got Paige, who's on the team. They can bring that, okay, this is what got us a state title. But there are very few. That generation is just about out of here.
Yep, exactly. So that's not as looming over their heads as much, right? They don't really feel that pressure to get back there. You have Paige, you have Cassie, you know, a couple team members. There are some other seniors that have kind of come through over the years that weren't part of that team. But I think it might also relieve that pressure saying we're a totally different team than we were 3 years ago.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Michaela and Greg here, Zach Wycheck, Z-Man back at our WOGO studios tonight, our producer. And it's high school hockey. We have another hockey game for you on Thursday night as the Chi-High boys, ranked number 5 in the state in D1, will host the third-ranked Stevens Point Panthers. We'll have that for you at 6:40 Thursday, but it's high school girls hockey tonight here at Hobbs. And we'll take another break. Come back in a moment as we get ready for puck drop, top of the hour, here from Eau Claire. This is Sabres hockey on WOGO.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family.
Here on WOGO, the Sabres 6-2 overall. They have won 6 straight. They are 2-1 in conference, and Eau Claire is 3-5, and they are 0-2 in conference, but some pretty close losses. Were defeated by Central Wisconsin the last time out, 1-0, and lost to Hudson 2-0, so some pretty close games. Even times that they're losing, they're playing it pretty tough, and that tells you they've got good defense and they can hang in games.
Yeah, it definitely lets you know that they'll hang in where anything, they'll stick around till the end no matter what kind of the score is. They've also had those big offensive games. They've got 6-0, 5-0, 8-1.
Yep.
So it looks like when it falls in bunches form, right?
Yeah.
So that's another thing for CFM to be aware of, you know, you give up one, don't give up another one quick.
Exactly.
Stand tall there.
Yep. All right, CFM out here on the road red sweaters with the black breezers and the black and white trim, and the Eau Claire Stars in their home white uniforms with the black breezers and the blue trim here tonight. A junior starting for them in Tool, and a senior in Cassie Hare. She's been around for a long time. She's kind of learned her craft from the previous goaltender, just kind of handed off from the preceding goaltender.
Yeah, she absolutely had a great experience, you know, sitting back for a year and getting the reps in practice. And it's great when you have two strong goalies in practice. It makes your team stronger. But she definitely sat behind Caroline, and she was able to learn a lot from her. And she was patient, and she kept working hard. You know, she had her own kind of goalie coach that came in and worked with her and, you know, given her space to do that. And the leaps and bounds she's made over the years is astounding. I think that every fall when I'm shooting at her, thinking, you've gotten so much better since the last time I saw you in the spring, even. So, you know, she's been putting in that work over the summer.
Gives a team a lot of confidence when you got a goaltender like that back in net for you.
Yeah, oh my gosh, it's a game changer. You might not be feeling your best up top, but you know what? You make a turnover, something happens, somebody's got your back down there.
Yeah. All right, here are the starting lines for Eau Claire. They'll start out with senior and a couple of juniors. Stanek on the left wing, Roberts, the junior, in the middle, and Kohler on the right side. It'll be Stevenson and Axness defensively, a couple of sophomores. And for the Sabres, they'll kind of stack that second line. They got Lysis, Lau, and Olivia Hare. The first line, a junior, a senior, and a freshman. Then they got come back with Addie Biskin, Paige Steinmetz, the veteran, Maya Post, Swanepoel, Johnson, and Soibert, the third line. And defensively, you got a freshman and junior on the first defensive pair, Ash and Sloop. And then you come back with Riley Biskin and Schneider. So pretty solid team for Caitlin Dougherty here this year in her first season as head coach of the Sabres. Both teams warming up right now here, and we'll get starting lineups. I think they're going to do ice again here before the game, if I'm not mistaken. So it might be a little while before we drop the puck here on WOGO, but teams are out there warming up, and it won't be long. We'll have some high school hockey for you on a Tuesday night here on WOGO. We'll take a break. Come back in 3 minutes here on WOGO. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
No look bounce pass down low. Katie Ruff off the window, counter and a foul.
Blocked by the Eau Claire player, but here's Riley Biskin. And it goes in the empty netter. Makes it 3-1.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over 2 decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. ServiceMaster provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly parents' night out events, family fun zone, and child watch service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
High above the ice here at Hobbs Ice Center in Eau Claire. It's CFM against ECA, the Eau Claire Area Stars hosting the Sabres here tonight. Stars come in here at 3-5, 0-2 in the PRC. They lost to Hudson 2-0 and were defeated by Western Wisconsin 3-1. BRC at 2-1. Their only loss in conference was that early 6-0 defeat over at St. Croix. My, how they've changed since. They have won six straight, looking for number 7 here tonight. And boy, you look at it on paper here, Michaela, and it looks as if we should be able to go home with a win here. It's a very young Eau Claire Stars team, but you never know in this kind of rivalry, in this kind of matchup.
Yeah, you never know, especially when, you know, we kind of touched on in the pregame stuff about the penalty kill. And when you get in these emotional games and you're already averaging like 3.5 penalties a game and you're only killing them off at a 78% clip, you know, that really opens up a lot of opportunity. You don't want to be playing shorthanded, taking away your own chances to score and giving up better opportunities to them.
Absolutely, and you give them a shorty, and, man, that can just raise them emotionally, get them back in a game, that kind of thing. So it's very important to get that straightened out here and not give up any shorthanded goals against the Stars. Maybe put a few in on the power play. What do you remember about this rivalry? Anything that you recall watching this team, coaching this team through the years about the Eau Claire Stars CFM rivalry?
Yeah, you know, as a player in it, we felt it less of a rivalry because we usually ended up on top, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's more a rivalry to the team that's not coming out with the victories. We did lose to Eau Claire my last game of my career, which was a bummer, so I guess that's where it started.
Okay.
Then coming through as a coach, that had kind of, you know, switched.
Yep.
And there had been a lot more growth through the program of combining the units. So I only knew one player on Eau Claire. We didn't really combine growing up in anything. But as girls hockey took off and they had more kind of combined youth teams, these girls play together growing up. It brings a whole different dynamic. They know how to get in each other's heads. They know what to say, what to do. They know that little thing that's going to put you over the edge. And when I was coaching, it was a lot of that. Don't worry who we're playing against. You know, you had to, like, kind of feel the emotions in it and temper the emotions. And so just go out there and play. Because on paper, you'd look better and one girl on the other team would just say the right thing and you'd be in the box or doing things like that. So it's been interesting. And now it's nice to see that it's kind of evened back out again, right? The last couple years, CFM's been really strong and Eau Claire's been strong. You know, they've both been up and down, but it's always been much more competitive, good games here these last couple years.
Yeah. 2018, the Stars won the state title 3 years ago. You and I were calling the state championship game down at Rapids for the Sabres. So they both have had epic moments in their program's history.
Yeah, absolutely. In the shorter histories, they've traded BRC wins, titles, things of that nature. Both teams have had really strong hockey players come out and go play, you know, D3, D1
hockey.
Yeah,
players of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they've traded that for a while too, right? They both had a couple of those. So, yeah, they're very comparable on paper, and it's been a fun rivalry to kind of be a part of and watch over the years.
All right, a little later start here, even though it was going to be an early start. Teams did not come out of the locker room right away here. We thought we'd have puck drop at 5. Looks as if it's going to be more like 5:20 or so, maybe 5:25 this afternoon as the teams are still in warm-ups for about 3 more minutes. So we will continue our pregame coverage and get you some high school hockey action here very, very shortly. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or you can visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. It's qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Greg and Michaela here at Hobbs at Eau Claire. We'll continue with our pregame show in just 3 minutes. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Some pre-Christmas hockey action here for you tonight on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, as the CFM Sabres travel to Eau Claire to take on the Stars. Greg and Michaela here tonight with you, ready to call the action. Team's just finishing warm-ups, and they'll head to the locker room and get some new ice here. And do a lot of fun here. Eau Claire at 3-5 overall, and the Sabres come in here at 6-2 and on a definite roll, winning six straight. So if you're a player, how do you look at that? And if you're a coach, how do you look at six straight wins, Michaela?
Yeah, you're talking about not getting complacent, right? They're six good wins, and they've continued to put the puck in the net nicely during that. But don't kind of get on your heels. Don't get complacent. You know, continue to put the puck in the net and attack, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's a long season. Like, teams got to continue to grow, and you can't say, okay, won six straight, we've arrived. Still a lot of teams to play. And some of those teams that they beat were teams that they should have beaten anyway. So you just got to look at that, temper the enthusiasm a little bit that way.
Yeah, that's something that Tony's done really well over the years in building the schedule, is you can't avoid those conference games, and our conference has always been one of the toughest in the state. But building kind of the middle of your schedule before you hit the new year with, I don't want to say less talented teams, but yeah, teams you might want to blow out and get used to putting the puck in the net. And so you kind of see that in the schedule here. They kicked it off with two tough games, and then they hit a really nice stretch of confidence games.
Yep. And Eau Claire's played kind of a similar schedule. They played some teams that they beat handily, and some other teams that they've struggled with. Probably not as much scoring punch for the Stars coming in here tonight, but still a team that is going to continue to grow. And they might be a totally different team, or quite a bit different, when we see them the second time around.
Yeah, they're well coached. So, you know, after every game, you know, Bernhardt's taking lessons from it and applying those immediately. That's one thing you can always count on with them, is even period to period, you might see them make some really nice adjustments that completely change the game coming out in the second.
All right, the team's being introduced. Like we said, it's Cassie Hare in net, the senior for the Sabres, and it is Amy Toole, who will start for Tom Bernhardt tonight, the junior. She was introduced first. And then you've got Stanek, Roberts, and Kohler up front for them. And defensively, Stevenson and Axness will patrol the blue line to start things out here. So we'll take a break. Our coverage of Sabres hockey will continue from Eau Claire in just a moment. This is Sabres hockey on WOGO.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Team's back on the ice here at Eau Claire. It's the Stars and the Sabres tonight here on WOGO. As we continue our trek with this team, it's our third game that we've broadcast this year. Had the opener 9-1 loss to Superior, and things were kind of looking bleak after that, but Superior's a very good team. Then they rolled Northland Pines 9-2, and that began the six-game winning streak for the team. They're hoping to make it seven here tonight.
Yeah, and you look at those first two games against Superior and then the Fusion, and you know, you probably saw three of the best players in the state
Absolutely.
In those two games.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, the Superior duo, was it Cooper and Reinicke?
Yep.
You know, they had 7 points against them. And then you have Sunby, who's been a stud for how many years? She had 3 points. So you're also in those two games not only playing two really strong teams, but three just dynamite hockey players.
Absolutely. Yeah, Superior, the runner-up last year, and they should be able to make a run again this year.
Oh,
they are deep.
They are. Deep. They're deep. They didn't skim much off the top here coming into this year.
All right, the team's going to play on a little dirty ice here tonight to start things out. Warm-ups, and then we're ready to go. It's okay with me. Cassie Hare getting ready in the pipes here. Final pep talk from Caitlin Dougherty. Like we said, she came from BC. Her husband is an assistant coach with the Steel, and she came to town and has taken over with that great resume, playing for Boston College in the Beanpot tournament over there. Been a captain a couple of years, a defenseman. So she knows what high-level women's hockey is.
Oh, yeah. Quite the pedigree. You know, it's nice to have new, you know, kind of new blood in there, but it's also nice that you still have Ryan Culp, who's been in the assistant the last couple years, and Emily Bauer, who's been in the area doing a lot of coaching. You know, a lot of these girls were coached by her in some different AAA stuff. So while there's a brand new face up top, there's a lot of familiarity throughout the assistants.
Yeah, connection to the past here. Tony Menard up here with us, longtime coach of the Sabres, and we are underway. Dished into the right wing elbow by the Stars. Sabres on the breakout on the near side, and it's pitched up to Kinley Laut. Kinley cuts through the center circle, banks it off the wall. This is going to go in back of goaltender Amy Toole, the junior, who is from Memorial. Four teams on the Stars program, four schools involved in the co-op. You got Eau Claire North and Memorial, Altoona, and Fall Creek with the Grookey girls. And Sabres have it right now. There's a shot right on. Save made by Toole, and she dishes off for a D, and they'll work it up the ice on the near side. Cut off at neutral by Page. Steinmetz tried to dish it ahead. That was intercepted and dumped in by the Stars. Stars in the midst of a change. So a breakout, quick breakout for the Sabres to Page, and she'll lift it in the left wing corner of the attacking zone. They didn't connect for a pass down in front. Page is going to hit this one off the window and head of the bench, and replaced by Kinley Lau. So quick line changes for Caitlin Dougherty. The puck still in the Eau Claire defensive zone now. Just touched across the line, and the Sabres have to back up and get on sides. This one, it goes cross ice, and it's loose in the high D zone for the Sabres. Banked off the near fence and cleared down the ice. Pitched ahead. Here comes a breakaway chance for Kinley Lowe, and she shot it over the crossbar on the forehand. Just misfired a little bit on that. She was trying to shelf the goaltender Toole. But we have one right out in front. Dished to Tessa Lysis, who's had quite a couple of weeks here. Tessa is leading this team in one of the top scorers with 13 points. You got Addie Biskin, Paige, and then Tessa. 1-2-3 in the scoring punch, and she nearly made it 1-0 Sabres on that rush.
Yeah, Tessa and Kinley are quite the duo. They know each other really well. They've played a lot of hockey together, so expect them to find each other kind of in the toughest places.
Yep. All right. The D-to-D pass cut off by the Stars, and Sabres trying to set back up in their own zone. Stars are offside on the delayed call, so a lot of open ice here for the Sabres. They'll ring it ahead. Pitched to intended for Olivia Hare, and just beyond her reach. Stars will hammer this one off the near dasher, and the Sabres have it. Into the zone is Hare. Lost the handle on it. Comes across the blue stripe. Hare on the back check. Able to put it in just a few feet inside the Stars zone. And here comes Grookey, Addison Grookey. Her sister Kennedy graduated. Grookey spins, top of the circle, and fires a hard wrist shot right off Cassie Hare, and she angled that into the right wing corner. 14-12 left to go, first period, no score. It's swept along the boards. Hare can't clear it, and it's loose on the side of the right wing circle. They go cross ice now. Here is Maya Post. Maya looks up, tries to feed Paige Steinmetz. They didn't connect, but the puck floats into the right wing elbow, right wing corner of the Eau Claire D zone. Dug out by Addie Biskin. Biskin's got it. She is pestered by a couple of Stars players, and they finally come up with it and cycle it back of their own goaltender. Now the breakout pass. They get it across their own blue line, and here they come. It is Grookey who comes up, pitches one in, and she'll spin off on the line change. Long stretch pass, an offsides call here, delayed call, as Eau Claire was moving in and out of the zone. And here is CFM. Long pass ahead for Addie Biskin. Couldn't handle it. Retreats. Tried to pick it up. Stars have it. And they'll feather this one into the right wing corner. 13:05 left to go in the period. Zeros up on the board. Here is Ashley Sloop, the defenseman. And it's lost right out in front. Swept toward the cage by Katie Roberts. And a nice save right there for Cassie Hare. Here comes CFM. Addie Biskin with some energy. Into the zone. Biskin now her tank coming empty. We'll head to the bench for a line change. And she's replaced by Olivia Hare. Here is CFM just outside their own zone. And it's touched right into the attacking zone by Abby Karnitz for Eau Claire. She'll float him back to the goaltender. Now leaves it in the high slot for one of her teammates. That's Lilyander. She couldn't handle the tough pass. And it's coughed up inside the zone. Now it's loose on the dasher on the far side, just a few feet inside the CFM D zone. With 12:09 left to go, and finally peeled off the boards and sent deep by the Stars. They've got it right now, trying to set up a centering pass. That was knocked out in front by the Sabres, and it's loose behind goaltender Cassie Hare. Stars playing forward-to-forward catch here. This is Lilyander, who couldn't handle it, and it comes loose on the half wall, picked up by the Sabres, and they'll fling one all the way down on net. So Toole comes out, stops that. Her breakout pass was cut off by Hare. Olivia leaves it out front. Here's Paige with a shot, and that one just drifted wide on the stick side of Toole. Came hard off the boards behind the goaltender and picked up now by Eau Claire on the breakout. She is harassed, and as groupy harassed as she came out, cut off, and the Stars have it right now, trying to set up some offense in the zone. On the half wall on the far side, intercepted. Here's a quick shot by Ellie Ash, the defenseman, that ricocheted off an Eau Claire skate and is loose along the goal line in the Eau Claire defensive zone. On the back check is Addie Biskin. She'll leave it for Ashley Sloop, and a shot in on net. Rebound try there by Maya Post. She was on the left side of the goaltender. Loose out in front. Here's Paige with a backhand centering pass. Now Maya Post in behind the net.
There we go.
She fed Paige. Stein-Dess. And it's 1-0 Eau Claire. Nice feed by Post in back of the net. And we're leading 1-0.
We were bound to bury one there, weren't we? That was opportunity after opportunity. All that stuff in tight on the net, exactly what Coach was talking about when she was up here before the game, right? They had a couple rebound opportunities that didn't fall, but they stayed relentless there in front of the net, and a really nice feed. I think that was probably Paige's fourth shot already this game.
Yeah,
lots of opportunities to slot in so far. Finally gave you a break, too. That was 7 minutes with one whistle.
Exactly. Yeah, there was some offensive flow right there. And Paige will pick up her eighth goal of the season to help her from Maya Post. That's her fifth point of the year. And Paige got a late start because of the volleyball injury, but, man, she has been pouring it on.
Yeah, absolutely. And that line is so complimentary to each other. Maya's going to go dig in the corners and go get that puck, and Paige's size out front, like right there. She just stood there, let people hack on her, and got a present from Maya and buried it.
She's got some experience. She's got height. She's got the hands. She's got the tools. And it's 1-0 CFM with 7 minutes burnt here in the first period. Here is Tessa Lysis. Lysis crosses the center checker line, tries to move down the slot, lost the puck, picks it back up again, fires it off the end boards, and Eau Claire on the breakout now. Here is Grookey. Grookey walked it up to the blue line, stripped as she came out by Page, and here is the goal scorer right now. Left it toward the goaltender. Toole comes out, cuts it off, throws it into the right wing corner, and a breakout pass off the glove of Paige Steinmetz. She was going to work it off her mitt and drop it and fire a shot. Just couldn't corral it. But a nice forecheck right now by CFM. Here's a shot on net by Biskin, Addie Biskin, and it just drifted wide. And they are just crashing the net right now. Back to the point. One-timer by the defenseman Riley Biskin, and that one is flopped on by the goaltender Toole, and she'll hang out with 9:09 left to go. All the play has been at that end of the ice, the east end of the building here.
That continued pressure, and already we've had some awesome chances, and most of them came from pressuring those inexperienced defensemen. They've caused some really, you know, good turnovers through the slot even, so we continue that pressure and see how many more opportunities we get.
Face off of the right wheel. Wheel back to the high slot. Biskin with a chance, and this one bounced in on Toole. And she got the mitt on it very quickly once it took a hop on her. with players all around her.
Tool's aggressive. She's coming out and playing that puck, so you're going to see a lot more of those bouncing off of her. She's taking a couple more risks than I think you'd see maybe Pritzel take.
Pretty fiery player, too. Did you see what she did after the goal?
Yeah.
She slammed her stick to the ice like, I should never have let that happen, but she didn't get a whole lot of help from her teammates either. CFM back in their own zone. Now the breakout setup. Here is Olivia Hare. Hare's pass rink wide was intercepted. And it's tipped out. Trying to track it down is Tessa Lysis. She can't reach it. And they have to hit the reset button in their own zone. Here is Ashley Sloop. Sloop moves in. Guns it wide of the cage. And this one floats into the left wing corner. Lysis on the forecheck. But it's given up, and Eau Claire able to work it past their own blue line, and the Sabres in the midst of a change right here. Sabres got all the energy going at this point. Long pass off the wall, and that's going to be an icing call right here against the Stars. 8:06 left to go. They don't put the shots up here, but boy, I'm sure it is dominating right now for the Sabres.
Yeah, I was really kind of nervous off the bat. Eau Claire got some really good chances quick, but since, you know, the 15-minute mark, it's been all CFM.
Absolutely. All right, face off to the glove side of Tool.
No.
Clean win for CFM. A soft pass, though, nearly intercepted as they went out to the defenseman, Ella Ash. Still on the half wall in the zone. A couple of Sabres players are there. Paige, along with Maya Post. That connection worked for the goal here. Cycled by Page, but cut off by the Stars. And here they have it right now. They'll sweep it across the line. And everybody has to get back on sides. Stars cough it up. Here is CFM. Ashley Sloop crossed the blue line. Gunned it in. And she'll come off on the change right here. Kenley Lau back on the ice. Riley Biskin defensively for CFM. More wholesale changes here. A couple of forwards come up for the Sabres. And still the puck pinned in deep in the Eau Claire D zone. With some fresh legs, here's Olivia Hare. Hare tried to walk it along the goal line to the net. She was cut off, and it's high in the zone. Eau Claire's got it right here. And this is Ashley Volke. They stretch the player out. And Hare is going to come out and put a glove over it. As they had Lindy Eckhoff behind RD, and she took a long pass, but just couldn't quite get there in time, and it slowly settled in for Cassie Hare. She put the mitt on it.
It was a foot race, wondering if the puck was going to make it.
I know.
I think Biskin kind of lost her in space, didn't realize that she was behind her when that puck banked, and that gave Eau Claire a great chance. But
Eau Claire with a quick shot off the draw. That one kicked off a stick and just went over the crossbar. And cleared by the Sabres. Well, you get into that. Here comes the Sabres right now in the zone. It's Olivia Hare. Hare stretched it off the glass, and it pops high in the air. Stars have it now on the break. Nice read right there by Riley Biskin. And Biskin lost the puck and has to chase it down in their own zone. 6:24 and counting left to go here in the first period. 1-0 Sabres on the Paige Steinmetz goal. And here's Eau Claire after one of our players was went down. That was Kinley Lau, who could have been the recipient of a penalty there. She was tripped up and no call. Still stuck inside the Sabres zone. 5:58 left to go here in the first period. Stars hold it at the blue line. This one is backhanded deep in the zone by Kohler, and it's loose in the right wing elbow as the Sabres backpedal a little bit in their own defensive zone. Now in the corner, skipped back by Grulke to the D, and this one's going to be lobbed across the line, and the Sabres have to get back on sides. Punched into the zone by CFM, and that'll be an icing call right here. That line out of gas, and so they just threw it down the ice. And so we'll have the face-off in the CFM D zone here with 5:27 left to go in the first.
Yeah, I think we kind of saw there that CFM hasn't been playing those really offensive quick teams these last couple of games. They kind of struggled there in the D zone in positioning and getting the puck out. They're running around a little bit and kind of not running around enough in some cases, giving up some good chances. So I think that's just a little bit of the rust of playing some weaker offensive teams these last couple of weeks.
Here's a shot from the blue line. That one nearly redirected Gahuo. And Cassie Hare, a nice save right there.
Huge toe save.
Pushed right back out to neutral ice. 5:11 left to go here in the first. Wheeling and dealing now as Paige Steinmetz looks up the ice. She's got her teammate Addie Biskin into the zone. Drop pass for Paige on the give and go, looking for Biskin cutting to the net. But they didn't quite connect on that one, and it is into the mitt of Toole. Stars goaltender with 4:58 left to go here in the first.
Yeah, if I'm coach here, I'm saying continue attacking that D. You saw Addie kind of pull up there and drop it back to Paige at the top of the circles. Your money's been in the top of circles and
clean
slot
win
in.
Right there, but Riley Biskin lost it on the pass.
Don't take it. Don't do it.
And here's Eau Claire with a chance as they came into the zone. And Biskin caught up to the player, the Eau Claire forward, coming down the ice and disrupted her just enough. And importantly, she didn't take her down. And here's a two-on-one potential coming for the Sabres. It's over to Maya Post. Maya moves in, lost the rock, and retreats to try to pick it up. And Eau Claire's got it right here and will clear out to center with 4:25 left to go. So the Sabres have had their chances. So has Eau Claire, for that matter. Stars have had two or three really good chances on our goaltender. And Cassie Harris come up huge for the Sabres. 4:11 left to go as this one deflects out of play. Down to the final few minutes of this first period. Still 1-0 Sabres in a close one.
You really nailed it there, though. You know, Riley made the turnover at the blue line and was the man that had to get back and did not take a penalty. She leads CFM in penalty minutes, but she made the wise decision and just applied just enough pressure to kind of deflect the shot.
4:05 left to go here in the first period, and the puck is offloaded into the offensive zone for CFM. Loose just a foot inside the zone, and now it cuts across the blue stripe, and everybody's got to get back on sides. Here's Tessa Lysis at the blue line. She was cut off, and both teams is kind of playing catch with the rock right now. And here's Eau Claire moving into the zone. Backhand by Ellie Ash. And up the ice on the near side is Tessa Lysis. Lysis bodied a little bit by Kohler as she came towards the Eau Claire defensive zone. And it's banked off the wall into the CFM, into the ice. 3:17 left to go. And the back check is Kinley Lau catching up to it. She'll hand off to Sloop. Sloop looking up the ice. Didn't connect with the breakout right there. And Eau Claire's got it in the left wing corner. It is Grulke. Grulke dangling the puck and works it back out to the point for Kohler. She'll cycle it from left to right, and it's loose back to the point on the far side. One-timer there by Gums, Ella Gums. That one went wide and high and hammered off the fence and all the way down. This is going to be on net, so no icing here for CFM with 2:40 left to go in the first period. Wholesale changes for both teams. And here's a nice read right there by Riley Biskin.
Get to her.
Biskin came in! She left it down in front for Tessa Lysis.
Nope.
Oh, they're going to wave it off.
No.
The goaltender, I thought it went behind the goaltender.
That was a huge save. That was incredible.
I assumed that would end, and 12. The goaltender came up with it. How in the world did she do that?
That was incredible. And I'll tell you what, the confidence shift right there, right then. You got CFM celebrating, and the goalie's sitting there saying, wait a second, it's in my mitt.
She raised her mitt up, and she had it right there.
Great play by CFM. That was a fantastic, one of the best you'll see of the saves.
They had a player, CFM had a player right there on the doorstep, Tessa Lysis. And somehow, Toole, the goaltender, came up with the Biskin right there. On the attack is Addie Biskin. Biskin moving in. Tried to center one up for Lysis. And this one cut off by Eau Claire and into the zone. On sides is Molly Reich. right on the half wall on the far side. Comes back to the point for Axness. She hammered one off the fence on the far side, but a nice cutoff right there by Riley Biscuit. Over to Addie Biscuit. Here is Addie into the zone. Addie in the right wing corner, trying to protect the puck from the Eau Claire player. That's Volke. And a couple of players from each team get into it. Now an Eau Claire, third Eau Claire player comes in and digs it off the wall. That's Grunke. Addison Grunke up the ice. Intercepted by the Sabres. Ashley Sloop had it. Now it's forked back out to neutral ice. Eau Claire on sides, and they move in. A one-timer on net. Save made. Big rebound. Kicked out by Cassie Hare, but she got some help from her D as it was swept out of harm's way. And here is Olivia Hare. Hare into the zone. Worked in a few feet, then lost the puck. Comes around from left to right. Cycled back for Eau Claire. And here's Ella Gums with a minute left to go in the period. Top of the wheel on the far side. Intercepted by the Sabres. Maya Post turned and gunned one in on net right on. And the save made there by Toole with 53.8 seconds left to go in a fast-moving first period.
Yeah, loving the flow of this game. Kind of trading blows back and forth. Both teams are staying in it. We've seen some really good opportunities. It's been a really fun 16 minutes so far.
Clean hockey, too. No penalties.
Yeah, absolutely.
When have you seen that in an Eau Claire Sabres matchup?
Never, ever in the history of time.
Swept along the wall on the far side in the Sabres attacking zone here. And they're working it into the forecheck. Here is Addie Biscuit. Biscuit turned and worked it out in front, trying to go forehand. And Olivia Hare just sitting out in front but couldn't get the rock to her. And this one's going to come around on the point of the far side. But Riley Biscuit couldn't hold it in and has to retreat, backpedal, and get it right here with 22 seconds left to go in the period. Toss back in again. Sabres try to read the play on the breakout. Eau Claire gets it across their own blue line, and here they come, but only 10 seconds left to go in the period, and tracked down by Paige Steinmetz, and she'll just dangle the puck for a little bit, rag some time off the clock. We're down to 2 seconds, 1 second, and that's it for period number one. Both teams with some chances. Period pretty much dominated by CFM, but they only lead it 1-0. After one period here, and the teams will head to the locker room. We'll get a fresh sheet of ice out here for period number two.
Try to see if I could catch shots on goal. You might have already said it, but I can't. You know, it's got to be 2-1 in CFM's favor.
Yeah, I would think so, too. So what do you think? First period in the books here. Got the lead. It's not something you can take home yet with, but 1-0 lead's better than trailing 1-0 here.
Yeah, I love the fire. You definitely see the hustle. You see what Coach is talking about when she talks about outworking the other team. You know, they're working hard on both sides of the ice. They're only running the two lines and three defensemen. You know, they're a little light up top, but, you know, they're making it work with short shifts. You see some of the fatigue in the D zone. It's a little less fun to play defense, right? So when your legs are tired, you don't always have that jump. So they're going to have to figure out kind of how to fix that, but really get them rested and kind of get excited. Can they maintain this? Looking at, you know, their goals scored period to period or their goal differentials, and they really get better as the game goes on. They've scored the most goals in the second period, the second most goals in the third period, so they've done a good job of maintaining that intensity in their legs there to make sure they can be kind of consistent throughout all three periods.
Sure. And I've seen some players that are looking around. They've got some flow. They're seeing other players in the offensive zone. It's not just throw the puck on net. They're looking to create some plays where they can get the goaltender moving here.
Yeah, a lot of familiarity between these guys, and I really think the idea of crashing the net, you know, you still want to look, but when you're confident that somebody's going to be there, when you really have a solid system that you can believe in, and you know they're going to be there before you check, you do a cursory check, but you're already confident in giving that pass, it kind of changes the game. One kind of con to it that has already kind of been exposed here is sometimes you get complacent in standing in front of the net expecting the puck. You know, our philosophy is throw it towards the net, so I'm going to stand here and wait for it.
Yep.
We found some situations on the forecheck where players kind of been trapped in a corner and neither of our forwards are coming to help. So it's getting that forecheck transition in play here and, you know, coaching them up and saying you got to still go help. I know we're throwing that stuff at the net, but go help win those battles in the corners of your teammates struggling.
Yeah, and coach Dougherty talked about players getting more in the dirty areas, and that's so important because it's the glamorous stuff. You got to have people to dig it off the wall or to get to those areas where you can get the puck out in front for somebody to score.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody appreciates that person in the corner more. You know, Maya Post has been kind of a journeyman for the team. She's played some defense. She's played some forward. And she's somebody you go out there and say, go win every battle in the corner. And she's going to put her nose down. Even Addie Biskin, who tends to show up on the score sheet a little more, she's the one sitting in the corner taking on two guys, saying, come on, guys, come help me out here.
Right.
So you got to put your nose in, and when your leading scorer is putting that work into it, really helps bring the rest of the team with.
Yep, setting an example. All right, 1-0 on the goal by Paige Steinmetz, the helper from Maya Post at 6:20 of the first, and the Sabres have the lead on the road here at Eau Claire. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. Greg and Michaela here at Eau Claire. And the Z-Man, Zach Whitejack, our producer tonight. We'll take a break to hear these words from our important sponsors, high school hockey on WOGL. We'll be back. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
No-look bounce pass down low. Katie Ruff off the window, countered in a foul.
Blocked by the Eau Claire player, but here's Riley Biskin. And it goes in, the empty netter. Makes it 3-1.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Are you ready for college but don't know where to start? CVTC's Fast Pass event on Tuesday, January 9th in Eau Claire and River Falls will help you take your next step. In just 90 minutes, you can submit your college application, enroll in classes, and explore financial aid. Apply for free at the event and get entered to win a $250 CVTC scholarship. Start a career you love in 2 years or less. Register today at cvtc.edu/fastpass.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, trust comes in the yellow truck.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
CFM up 1-0 on the Paige Steinmetz tally midway through the first period, and that's where we sit after one period. Last year, the two teams split. Eau Claire won the first game 2-1, and CFM 3-0 in the second meeting, and be nice to get off to a win here today on Eau Claire's home ice and have them again at our place.
Yeah, take a little wind out of their sails. It'd be nice to, you know, get a good quality win against a good solid team on the board here too, after maybe coming off some easier games. But yeah, it does wonders. Beating Eau Claire does wonders for your confidence, right?
Yeah, you bet. PRC right now has got St. Croix, the Fusion, up on top at 6-1. Then you got Hudson, a team that, Sabres beat. They are in second place right now in the conference at 6-1. Then you have the Sabres 6-2. Western Wisconsin at 3-4-1. That's a little bit surprising in Eau Claire area at 3-5-0 right now in the PRC. But it's a long season. We're just about halfway through, not even quite halfway through, and talking to Tom Bernhardt, their coach for the Stars. He's not worried at all. I mean, you absorb some losses early on, especially for his team. He's looking for growth in the second half.
100%. You look at these first games, you know, the ones not against teams in your conference and maybe your section are relatively meaningless, right? They're just learning opportunities. You take what you can from them. One kind of benefit of scheduling over the last couple years has been very conference heavy on the back end. So you get that learning curve. I think CFM did a good job of balancing their schedule. They've already played two conference games. This is their third. So there's a little more balance there than the old running all eight conference games after the new year.
Yeah.
But regardless, you know, take those learning opportunities. And like we talked about, the holiday tournament is a transition point. Teams that get hot coming into that new year kind of stay hot through the playoffs.
Yeah, and the Stars and Sabres will be back here for the holiday tournament this 27th, 28th of this month. Stars will be hosting the tournament here. The Sabres will be part of that too. So right back here at Hobbs in a matter of days after the Christmas holiday.
And that's always a really competitive tournament. You know, it's a lot of fun. You get some of the teams from the South. You might get a chance to play as the Green Bay's in there.
Yep.
You get to play some kind of different teams that you don't usually get to see outside of the tournament. You might see one of your conference foes. But again, they're meaningless, right? So it's good feel-good time. If you're stuck in a rut, you can trial some things out. If you're feeling good, you maybe get some other team members of your team some playing time, some experience. But it's always a good reset period.
Stars have played most of their games at home. They had the first three on the road, and now they played all of these recent games at home, and they'll play through the holidays on their home ice as well. So that's a real benefit for Tom Bernhardt's crew here in 2023-24. All right, getting ready for the third period. It is CFM 1 and the Eau Claire Area Stars nothing on WOGL. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom storefronts and shower doors. No business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
On the court,
the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Greg Stewart, along with Michaela Hogan, the Hall of Famer from Chi High, two-time BRC Player of the Year. And Zach Whitechak, our producer, Z-Man, back at the Logo Studios. 1-0 after one. A goal at 6:20 of the first. It was Paige Steinmetz, the senior, getting help from Maya Post, another senior, who fed her out in front and put a nice goal in behind junior Amy Toole for the Stars, and we lead it 1-0. Dominated play pretty much that first period, although Stars had several chances. And, you know, one thing about it, Michaela, when you're attacking like we were, kind of owning the zone, you kind of get lulled to sleep a little bit behind you defensively, and Eau Claire's taken advantage of that a couple of times, and Cassie Harris had to make some huge saves to keep it 1-0.
Yeah, you hit it exactly on the head there. You know, you're keeping the puck down low. Your defense starts to get sucked in. We saw that on the one run they had. Biskin got sucked in. They chased a girl out. Luckily, the puck was faster than the girl and got to Cassie before the girl could get to the puck. But and that's one thing, too, is the chances we've seen Eau Claire get have come in like quick flurries. Cassie hasn't had constant challenge, and it's very easy as a goaltender.
Pretty quiet at times back there.
Yep, to fall asleep.
But she's got to be ready.
She's been quick. I mean, she's made a couple toe saves where you're wondering, how's that puck not get behind her?
Yeah,
but she's definitely standing strong back there. Keep her on her toes. Keep her awake.
That's right. Well, don't let a lingering injury keep you from being at your best at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona at Chippewa Falls with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. You can visit CVOSM.com/logo for more information. It's CVOSM.com/WOGO. Dave Bestel and his refereeing crew out there right now. And the Eau Claire Stars and Sabres are ready to go here in the third. Amy Toole, the Stars tender, will set up shop on the west side of the building, roughing up the paint between the pipes for her. And it's Cassie Hare, the senior. Stars and Sabres. Sabres all fired up, ready to come out here.
You know what? Mike Bestel might have been the referee in every single CFM Eau Claire matchup in this
rink. I think you're right. Yeah.
I don't think he misses one.
Always like to see Mike.
Now, does he miss a call or two?
It happens, yeah.
Only when CFM loses.
Right. All right, 17 up on the board. Second period, Sabres with a 1-0 lead over the Stars right now. A little bit of water left out there. I think they're holding off for a second or two to let that water set up from the Zamboni.
This is what we avoided by playing right on our warm-up ice.
Yeah, that's true.
The classic Hobbs, too warm for anything to
freeze.
They're
going to give it another minute or two here as we see some puddles of water out here that can stop the puck and stop the flow of the game. So they're going to give the ice a chance to set up a little bit more. The team's confab. Goaltender's coming out right now, talking it over, and probably saying, well, what do you want to do after the game here? Second period, Greg and Michaela here in Eau Claire. Got high school hockey for you Thursday night. It's the fifth-ranked Chi-High Cardinals hosting Stevens Point. Spash will be in town. They're ranked third in the state, and one of the toughest schedules in the state for the boys continues with Spash, and they're playing on the road tonight against Wausau West at the Marathon County Arena. Back home a couple of days after that to host Spash, a team they beat in the playoffs 3 years ago. Now the ref's giving them plenty of time here to set up and Zamboni dumped a little more water than they anticipated here between periods.
So. And this lull's just a bummer, right? You get your coach in between periods. You get all pumped up to get out there.
Yeah.
Centers were bent over the center circle waiting for a puck drop.
From Nicolay Bank.
No reason not hit those ads today. We've had an extra, 20 minutes of airtime between the late stuff.
That's exactly right. This one got up. They pushed it up from 7 to 5, and they still got going late here for whatever reason. And we haven't found out yet why they moved it from 7 to 5 o'clock, because typically what happens, Michaela, is they'll play a girls' game and then followed by one of the boys' games, mm-hmm. North of Memorial, but they're not playing here tonight. So I'm not sure what's going on, but...
Totally. They double booked it, or why they had the gap here to even be able to move up a game. This place is usually, packed to the gills with practices of all the different ages.
Yeah, there was a youth hockey practice right up to the girls' game here, and that probably pushed us a little bit deeper into the afternoon as that one went a little late. Well, Stripes, I think we can get going, and whatever happens, happens. There's a patch right down the slot here. You can see it from our vantage point. It's pretty wet. I think they're trying to get that set up, but
goalies can't be mad about that.
No, not at all. At least at the west end, the Eau Claire Stars end of the ice, and I think we're about ready to go. There's a whistle.
All right, let's hit it.
And let's get this thing cranking here.
Now we got to give that feedback to the Zamboni driver to lay it on a little thinner.
Yeah, a little less water. All right, it's Kinley Lau to take the draw against Aubrey Woolley. And this one's going to be pushed into the CFM zone. Sabres on the back check have it, just 6 feet into their own zone. Tipped away, and it's going to be picked up by Ashley Sloop. She tried to hit... Olivia Hare heading down the ice, but it was behind her, and it's right back in the CFM zone. D play catch, and on the far side, half wall is Tessa Lysis. Looks up the ice, hits Olivia Hare on the tape. She comes in. We got a penalty coming up now on Eau Claire as Hare went down on the trip, and it's going to be the power play for CFM.
Yeah, that's driven again from stretching the ice and applying some pressure to that young defensive unit for Eau Claire. Made her a little uncomfortable. She played the feet instead of the puck, and here we go on this 30% conversion team, huh?
Absolutely. Let's get on it.
I'm excited to see him in action.
About 30% of the power play, Eau Claire's kill at 84.2%, and the drop will be to the stick side of Tool, the Eau Claire goaltender, and this one, look out, lifted up, nearly hit the one of the cameras up here as it went out of play. And so they get a new frozen rock here. You're ready to go again.
I think you're high enough not being in the danger zone.
I know, look out. All right, CFM can't hold the zone. And they'll have to retreat to their own end of the ice. Here is Cassie Harris. Kind of rolled in on her, and the Eau Claire player, the chaser down there, Stanek, was getting in her face, so she decided to put the mitt on it. Take the face off in her own zone.
Yeah, good call with that awkward puck. Really wouldn't settle down for it.
Face off to her left and the CFM into the ice, and a clean win for the Sabres, and they get the long stretch pass out here for Addie Biscuit. Biscuit moves in, ducks underneath the D, and it came off the right post. Tipped off the Eau Claire defensive player's stick and hit the right piece of steel right there in the left wing corner is Maya Post. She'll work it off the end wall, and overskating the puck was Paige Steinmetz, but she reached back and got it. Steino will cycle it back, and it's to the point now for Ashley Sloop. She'll tuck one in the right wing corner, comes around to the near side, and going to be taken down there by Maya Post. Works it to the point, a tip! Oh, Paige Steinmetz right out in front on the redirect and nearly beat Tool, the goaltender. Oh, she came within an inch or two of a 2-0 lead for the Sabres. They've got it right now. They're marching up the ice, and here is Paige. Nice back check that time, but Paige reconnected with the puck. It was Kruelke on the back back check that got the puck off Paige's stick. But then the long stretch right there, we got a delayed call coming up on the trip on Addie Biskin, and that'll even things out in the penalty box.
Yeah, that's tough. You know, Paige was applying some good body. She needed to continue her moving her feet. I think she kind of had her tied up, and then Addie kind of came on and gave the finish, got the call. That's tough when you're top power play, when you're top person you'd want in space on a 4-on-4. She's got the speed. We saw the nice rush right there. You know, it's tough to get her off the ice in this situation.
So they'll overlap these two penalties for 33 seconds. 14:58 left, second period. 1-0 CFM lead. Hammered to the point, not cleared, but right back on the tape of Tessa Lysis. Lysis worked it rink wide for Kinley Lau, and that one came off her lumber and picked up by the Eau Claire Stars. Here is Kohler, hammers it off the fence all the way down. And we're even strength right now, so that could be an icing, but it drifts very slowly, so they wave it off. It's on the far fence in the CFM D zone. Wrapped around the wall, Riley Biskin's got it. She's got some room to move it up the ice. Biskin dishes that one across her own blue line, and now the Stars have the man advantage, and they try to work it ahead and then back to open up some ice, and it was beyond the reach of Kruelke, so they have to retreat deep in their own zone. Stars put the forecheck on right there. Yeah. That's Tessa Lysis. Lysis with a feed down the slot comes Kinley Lau. Pulls the trigger on a shot, and it went over the crossbar. Nice heavy shot right there, and the Stars are right back in the zone on the man advantage with 56 seconds left to go. Here's a one-timer wide of the cage. It's from Aubrey Woolley. And now the puck floats high in the zone, and CFM's got it. Can they clear? It's up on the fence, on the shelf, and up and out. Eau Claire caught inside the zone, so they've got to retreat and some time to move for CFM. In fact, they have more time than they thought. They could have ragged the clock a little bit right there, but decided to toss it out.
Clock's still running.
That clock I see is still running, 13:22. Somebody's got to hit the stop button there.
Yeah, 10 seconds.
Yeah. I think Dave Bestel, the referee, noticed that. Yeah, at least 10 seconds ran off the clock.
It's tough to make the correction, but you got to do it on the the power play, especially.
Exactly.
You can't lose that critical time.
That's right. 22 on the clock right now. It probably is going to be more like 32.
I gave him back four.
That's all, huh? I'm sure it's more than 4 seconds it ran off.
We were talking about it for at least 4 seconds.
Yeah. So you readjust the clock here. 13:26 are going to put up on the main clock. And let's see what they add to the power play for Eau Claire.
It's a real test in scoreboard control if you can figure out how to edit the penalty timer.
The Stars come in here. Power play at 16.7%, so it's not very lethal at this point.
Runs pretty average, right?
Yep.
Right.
But
in
they're
the
not
range.
A big goal-scoring team.
Right.
Very young. They don't have the goal scorers. And when you don't have goal scorers, it's tough to run a good power play, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm looking for it now. Oh, the only one I was going to say, I assume Grokey's got the majority. She's got one power play goal on the season. I thought she'd have, you know, more in the range of 4 or 5 or all of them for them.
13:22, and we're underway. 23 seconds left to go in the Stars' man advantage, and they've got it. There's a drop pass top of the wheel on the far side for Roberts, and this one is played down low. Now back up on top. One-timer got to the goaltender. Hare with the save. Drops it off for a D, and Paige Steinmetz can't sweep it out. It's caught up in the corner in the CFM zone. Now Steinmetz gets a hold of it and tosses it all the way down with 12:52 left to go. Power play is over, and CFM on the attack. Coming in to help out is Maya Post. Took a feed from the corner from Addie Biskin, who's out of the penalty box. And here is Riley Biskin, who stepped up and got the puck in a little deeper. Eau Claire cut it off, and they got it out at neutral ice. Nice poke check right there by Ashley Sloop, and here comes the Sabres back in the zone. Right wing corner is Addie Biskin. Biskin turns, works away from the pressure. Off the wall, comes right back out, turns, rips a shot. That one ricocheted off a stick and went in back of Tool, the goaltender, now in the high slot. One-timer on net from Ashley Sloop. A BB right on the goaltender tool, and it kicked off her shoulder pad and came out, and it's going to be cleared by Grulke into the zone. And Grulke went coast to coast and launched a shot just wide of the cage. Boy, they just let her walk right in on her goaltender, and she's got some talent. But here is CFM in transition. Biskin worked it all the way down. Her take starting to get a little empty on this rush here with 11:44 left to go in the second period. Well, you'd love to have one more goal. You figure a couple of goals might do it here, but that second one coming hard for CFM. They've got it cut off in front of the goaltender by Ellie Ash. She sent it to the near wall. And a scramble for it as Eau Claire dumps it in the right wing corner. Here's CFM. They work it across the blue line out to the center circle. Cut off there by Ella Gums. And she worked it tape to tape to her D and nearly intercepted by Olivia Hare as she came in, but just overran the puck. And it's loose right along the Sabres blue line. Hammered right there in the scrum. And who's going to come up with it? Paige Steinmetz has got it. Rocks it off the wall and back to her goaltender. And over in the left wing corner, the Sabres have it, and they'll pitch it down the ice. Can be taken by Molly Wright. Here are the Sabres on the forecheck. It is Olivia Hare who walked in and then had it swept off her stick and cleared by Eau Claire. Backpedaling is Riley Biskin. On the backhand, kept the Eau Claire player out. Loose, all the players onside, and this one's caromed in by the Stars, and it kicks off a stick and finally slides over the blue line and back out to neutral ice. 10:21 left to go here in the period. Teams playing catch out at center, and it's banked off the wall by the Stars' Molly Wright. She tries to chase it down, but Eau Claire in the midst of a line change. She had no puck support there and loose out at neutral ice, and here come the Sabres with some energy. It's Addie Biskin. Biskin moves in. Trailing her was Kinley Lau. And Riley Biskin with a chance right there. Teed one up, but it went right in the goaltender. Had a good look. The players parted, and she could see it all the way. And Toole with the save for Eau Claire.
You know, we talked about the importance of special teams and what they play in a momentum shift. And what we saw, you know, CFM get on the power play early. Eau Claire killed part of it, got a penalty out of it, and it's been all Eau Claire since.
It sure has.
Those special teams events completely changed the momentum so far in this game.
Here comes Paige, wheeling and dealing. Turned, ripped one on the top of the wheel on the far side. That one slid wide, and the Sabres on the back check can't catch up with the puck. And here we have an icing call against Eau Claire. 9:37 left to go, and the longer Michaela, that the Eau Claire Stars hang in here, this young team, probably the more confidence they get.
Yeah, and with the lack of depth with CFM only running two lines, the longer they hang around, the longer these two lines are going to get burnt out. I like the decision here by coach to keep the first, or this line, this matchup out there. They've been out there a little bit, but I really like the mismatch between the two lines.
Clean win, back to the point for Ashley Sloot. She was trying to work one off a stick, get a redirect. That didn't happen, and pinched up on the wall, and Sloop's got to chase it down. Both 17s for each team. Abby Karnitz and Sloop trying to get to it first, and Ashley got there thankfully first and laid over the line. And both teams hit the reset button right here. Goes into the CFM zone with 9:06 left to go. Chase down in the corner. In the midst of that is Ellie Ash. Put a little shoulder into the Eau Claire player. And it's dug off the wall, but coughed up in the zone. And a quick shot knocked down in front from Ekloff.
Oh, no, we're taking another one.
Yep, here's a delayed call on CFM as Ekloff went down on the check. We'll see what the call is. CFM's got to touch it. Here is Toole coming off the ice, and they'll add the extra attacker. Finally touched up by Ashley Sloop, and we've got an interference call right here.
Yeah, I think it's on Paige Steinmetz.
Second power play of the evening.
It looked a little bit like coincidental contact, but Paige is definitely the more aggressor in the situation. You know, that's tough again here. It's been a lot of Eau Claire since the initial penalties, and now to go back on the kill here. Got to find a spark, some momentum. You know, again, another time when your second leading scorer is in the box, it really takes away an option in the kill game for you, too, when you're bigger body, stronger players.
Really. How about a shorty here?
Yeah, that would be money. Tessa Isis has a hands for it. Get her in space, and she does some good stuff.
Left right out in front and cleaned up by Ashley Sloop as Eau Claire sets something up. 8:30 left to go, second period. Only a 1-0 lead for the Sabres. They've got it on the half wall. Here's Tessa Lysis. Looks up the ice. Cleared it, but not very deep. And Eau Claire quickly touches up and gets on sides. Back behind the goaltenders, Maya Post turns, and she'll lob this one all the way down. A minute and a half left to go on the Eau Claire power play. 8:10 on the second period clock, and a 1-0 lead for CFM. Plenty of time for Riley Biskin, rather. And the sophomore will turn and curl one into the right wing corner. It's back out at neutral. Here's Riley again, loads it up, and banks it into the Eau Claire zone. Down to a minute 5 left to go in the CFM penalty. Biskin tracks it down inside the zone. Tried to backhand one out. It's going to come right onto the tape of Tessa Lysis. Lysis has got it, but she is harassed in the right wing corner. Centering pass cut off, but we handed it right back to him. It is Grulke who's got it. Loads one up, fires it toward the net, and Hare got a piece of that. Loose out in front. We need a whistle. And Hare saw this one come in, tipped off a stick. We got to get a clearer whistle right here. Picked up by Sloop. She can't clear, but now it comes across the line, but not deep enough to trade up some players here. It is Gums for Eau Claire. She'll drift across the line and steps in. Gums now moving left to right and back of the goaltender. Setting up shop as she wheels and deals. Top of the circle on the left side. Gums loads one up. This comes off a stick and out of play, thankfully, because this team needs a rest, this unit out here.
Yeah, you're seeing kind of the exposure of some team members who really don't have a lot of kill experience in the past, right? They're panicking with the puck. We saw them try to clear the puck with their backhands with nobody around them. You got to evaluate your space, get that on your forehand, and fire it. Almost gave up two really tough opportunities right in the slot, yeah. But luckily Eau Claire couldn't quite handle them to get that opportunity on net.
15 seconds remaining in the power play for Eau Claire, their second of the evening. 6:55 of the game clock. 1-0 Sabres lead. Clean win off the draw for Eau Claire, but intercepted after that. And it's off the glove of the defenseman. Kohler drifted right in back of her, and they've got to get on sides. Eau Claire off sides with 1 second left to go in the power play, and that'll do it. So we're back to equal strength. Paige Steinmetz rested, takes a feed from her own end of the ice, but can't quite reach it as it was fired around the wall, and that'll be an icing call against the Sabres. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support the Sabres. The team looking for their 7th straight victory. 6.5 left to go in the period.
Yeah.
And they nearly had the break on that breakout play, but here's a shot off the stick of Karnitz. Came off a backhand right on, and another big save for Cassie Hare. Well, that one just turned quickly and coughed up again for Eau Claire, but we got a player down low. That's Addie Biskin. Biskin takes the feed. I thought she was on sides. I thought she had a skate right on the blue line, or back skate, but they're going to call her off sides, and she took the stretch pass right there. And so we'll see the face-off at the dot right underneath us here at center ice. 6:06 left to go in the period.
I love those stretch plays. I love that they're taking the chances with Addie running the ice and having the confidence that we can throw it up, and if it doesn't work, she'll get back. But I love having that play in your back pocket.
Ella Ash trying to get back there for the Sabres off the draw as it ricocheted deep in the Sabres zone, and Eau Claire's got it right now. They cycle it now into the right wing corner, dug off the wall, and Eau Claire with a chance. Trying to put it on the forehand is Addison Grulke. She waited a little too long, trying to position herself right out in front of Cassie Hare. Lost the puck, but it's right back in for Eau Claire. They've got it left wing corner. Here is Ekloff. Ekloff leaves it down low for Grulke, and a one-timer on that, and Hare thumped that out. Oh, what a great save by the senior goaltender right there, Cassie Hare. With 5:20 left to go. She has been playing great here tonight. Big, big-time saves for Cassandra Hare. 5:11 left to go in the period. Swept in by the Stars. Here is Riley Biskin. Biskin sets up. Shot! Pulls the trigger on a shot, and that one gets to Tool. She picks up the puck again, and a one-timer came off a stick out in front. I think it was Tessa Lysis who got some lumber on that one. and it ricocheted high over the tender. Tool on the forecheck of CFM. And it gets back to Biscuit. Reaches down. Fires a shot. Loose out front. There's a shot. Rebound. Loose. Give it up. Where is it? In the high slot and cleared out by Eau Claire. Beautiful chances for CFM. Couldn't get it past Tool, though. And it's still 1-0. And here is an icing call on Eau Claire. Woo!
Tessa's going to go back to the bench and start yelling at her defenseman. Quit shooting it shoulders high when I'm standing out there trying to get a screen.
Right.
She just got annihilated by
keeping
two different
shots.
Keeping
low to the ice here, huh? 4:28, man, that was a flurry right there.
Yeah, that was a little more like it. Oof. We had kind of let Addison Grokey take over the game and played at her pace. It was nice to see that line kind of take back control and get some really quality opportunities.
I'll say 4:26 left to go in the period. And a 1-0 lead. That's it for CFM right now. Domination kind of over for them. They dominated the first period, much of that first period, but Eau Claire right in this second period. Looking to go with CFM toe-to-toe here. 4:08 left to go. That's on the half wall on the far side. And tipped in by Phoenix Schneider is on the ice right now. Her shift out there right now. And loose in the Eau Claire zone. And they'll take it out and carry it to the blue line, CFM blue line, and this one is going to be flopped into the zone, and CFM's got it right now. Trying to lead a pass out to Maya Post, and here is Page. Page goes rink wide, over for Ashley Sloop. Now ahead, here is Addison Biskin. She'll work that one into the left wing corner and head off on a change here with 3:29 left to go. Ella Ash out there right now defensively. She's got a fresh set of legs, and it's on the far wall. Ash trying to pinch it off, and this one's going to come loose for Riley Biskin. Biskin looks up the ice, trying to hit Tessa Lysis, and she was flying into the zone. That was cut off. Here's a long shot by Keitlinger, and that one drifted wide, but a nice shot right there, trying to go far side. 3 minutes exactly left to go in the period. Breakout pass for CFM. And here is Olivia Hare. Hare works the puck in, a one-hopper on Tool. And she'll scoop that one up, hang on to it with 2:49 left to go. And a break comes at a good time for CFM.
Yeah, it's nice now we get some fresh legs out there for the attack. That line played a bit in the defensive zone. You know, I like the defensive unit trying to take some opportunities cross ice, but a couple of bad picks there by the Eau Claire wingers set us up in some unfortunate situations.
2:42 left to go here in the second period. 1-0 lead for CFM and an icy call here against Eau Claire. Well, it's time maybe to call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom that you've been doing without. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. 1-0 Sabres here in the second. They've got the puck just inside their own blue line, but handed it right back to Eau Claire on the tape. Woolley, as Eau Claire comes in. Wow, they got a delayed call on CFM, although I think she just kind of hopped over our player's stick and had the benefit of twirling and acrobatic drop to the ice there. And
that's tough. That's Biskin keeping her space. She never changed where she was standing. She never changed her position. That's somebody trying to make a play.
Yep.
I saw some hesitation out of the arm, too. You know, I think there was a little second guessing both ways on that.
Yep.
Now, the tough part, and Riley's their top penalty getter, is they only play three defensemen. One of them's in the box, and I think that's a big reason for their failures on this unit, is losing that pillar.
2:19 left to go, so this will run the course, pretty much the course of the period. If Eau Claire does not score, they've got it right now off the draw with the power play. Their third of the evening, and it's going to be stretched down the ice there by Ashley Sloop. The chaser is Tessa Lysis, and Eau Claire will come off the fence with it right now, and up the ice on the near side is Karnitz. She'll move in, stops, pops one off to her left. Sloop has got it here, though, on the INT, and clears. 1:41 left to go in the period. 1:20 on the power play for Eau Claire. And here they come. Weaving her way up the ice is Grulke, their top playmaker. Grulke has got it. Ran into Tessa Lysis, and that sees the puck coughed up and cleared by Ashley Sloop. Just hanging back there, ready to use that powerful forehand to dump it down the ice. This one off Sloop's body and ricocheted into the right wing corner. Ella Ash tracks it down. Eau Claire's got it right now with 1:05 left to go on the clock here in the second as they brought it to the hole but cut off by Sloop as the Eau Claire player came in. Back to the point, one-timer right on, and that one ricochets into the left wing corner. Thumped that left wing corner by Hare. Back out to the point again. Now they go D to D, one-timer here. That was going to go wide, but it's going to be stopped. And we got a call, interference call coming up here. Away from the play with 44 seconds to go in the second period. And let's see who's going to get the gate. It looks as if CFM will get another penalty. So a 5-on-3 here for 25 seconds.
I didn't see anything going on. I didn't see any bodies hit the floor. Looks like they're having a little conversation on
Sloop.
It.
He's ready to sit down.
Yeah, that's tough. That's your Twin Towers back there, right? Riley Biskin
exactly.
And Sloop, your big power out of the corner.
So make some room, huh? Riley Biskin, Sloop sharing the penalty box.
That's tough. You know, and if it's just another aspect of physicality, I'm usually overly critical of penalties because I think they're such a detriment, but I haven't seen anything today that I've been critical of thinking, that was a mistake. I've seen a lot of good physicality, and I've seen a couple things that were a little ticky-tacky.
Yep. Here we go. 5-on-3 for 20 seconds. And Eau Claire's got it right here. They collapse the umbrella, and a shot taken there by Static. That drifted wide. Back to the near point for Ella Gums. Gums has got it right here. Dangles in, then retreats. Gums at the blue line. Over to Static. Static down low, and a one-timer attempted there by Katie Roberts. And we're back to 5-on-4 as Riley Biskin's on the ice. Biskin with some energy, trying to beat the Eau Claire player back to the zone. And Addie Biskin saw the player go down and jumps in. And CFM's got it. They're down a man, but they're putting the pressure on as time runs out in the period.
Tough end there, tough momentum shift. You know, after getting through the first couple penalties of the period, I think we had really caught our momentum back and got back to controlling the game. And to see that kind of shift again there at the end of the period, there should be some good conversations in the locker room about some strategy here, about, you know, maintaining your aggression. What we saw of the 5-on-4, 5-on-3 from Eau Claire was a lot of just patience and a lot of us standing watching.
Yep.
And allowing them to control the game again, allowing them that confidence again. Being aggressive has helped us all game, forcing them to make mistakes. You know, there's a way you can kind of tune that into the kill strategy too. Be a little more effective than waiting on your heels, letting them control it.
Absolutely. You got a younger team in Eau Claire, more experienced in CFM. Got to use that to your advantage.
Yeah, if it's not Grokely with the puck, attack.
Yeah.
That's honestly the strategy I'd be. And she's hanging up at the point. They're trying to get it to her.
Yep.
The longer you stand back, she's going to get the opportunity, right?
Yeah.
So attack everybody else and force them to make a mistake.
Well, it'll be a minute 16 for Eau Claire on the power play. This is their fourth of the afternoon. And so far 0-for-3 on the man advantage. And we've got the one goal up on the board. Close one here at Eau Claire. It is 1-0 Sabres after 2. This is Sabres hockey on WOGO.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Service Master provides carpet and air duct cleaning as well. Just look for the yellow truck, locally owned with emergency service always at the ready. Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind 24/7, 365. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or Wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech law firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Hobbs Ice Center in Eau Claire is our location tonight for CFM hockey. The Sabres with a 1-0 lead after two. And frankly, this game looks a lot different than I thought it would be after the first few minutes of the contest. We came out flying, got the 1-0 lead midway through the first. I thought, okay, we'll get another goal or two here and we'll start to bury this team. Eau Claire has hung tough, and we've just had some lackluster shifts here, I think, tonight. That's why it's so close.
Yeah, we've been a little frantic. You know, it's been a game of momentum, and that's where, you know, this rivalry comes in. We keep talking about it. We keep stressing it, but it's so true. It gets frantic when you feel those momentum shifts. We felt all the control, all the power. We went into the box. They gained control, power. They kept it. We started to get it back. We're back in the box. You know, you just got to settle that out and just play kind of the same no matter what. Don't be frantic. But also don't allow them to control, right? When Addy Grokey's been able to control most of that second period, and she got confidence initially by controlling the puck on the power play.
Yeah, and she's really the player they look to for offense here for Eau Claire.
Oh, 100%. She's who everybody's eyes go to. She's up at the point, especially on the power play. She's who everybody's eyes go to first to see, can I get her the puck?
Yeah. Well, her sister Kennedy is playing up at Northland, along with Fernette from CFM.
Sheminar. Who's here? We got a celeb site in.
Oh, is she here?
I see tonight? Joey up there watching.
Oh, cool.
We got Allie Herr, who's got sisters
got
on
here.
The team. We got Emma Stevenson, whose sister plays for Eau Claire.
Yep.
So we got all sorts of celeb sightings in the stands here at Hobbs.
It's holiday time, right?
It's holiday time. They're all home.
Got players taking some time off from their teams.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
We should get Joey over here. She would hate it. She's so
it?
Like, well, I remember interviewing her after the state championship
game.
And she was like shy. I was like, just say how you feel. Say how you feel.
I can't.
I don't want to. Even with all that adrenaline.
Well, she's matured from that time.
Yeah,
right?
You're right.
It's 3 years ago. So, but it is cool to see former players playing hockey still.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We have a number of them from the Sabres program.
Yeah. They're kind of, we got three now in the St. Mary's program.
Yep.
Ella Osman,
yep.
Sid Polzine, and then Emmy Berg actually joined the program this last year. And
yep.
They had a big coaching change right at the beginning of their season, but they're having some pretty good success over there. I know Sid's a big contributor up top. Ella gets a bunch of minutes on the defensive end. So
yep.
It's fun to see them continuing their success.
Some players in Indiana playing a program over there.
Yep. Abby Martin's down there. Yeah.
Northland. Yeah. So that's great.
A lot of good players from the area.
You bet. All right, 1-0 our score here in Eau Claire. Top six this week in girls hockey. Superior's number one. Central Wisconsin's second. St. Croix third. Hudson comes in number four. Bay Area is five. And Hayward is six in the latest poll. And odd thing is, we play all of them this year, or have played
some of those
teams. Superior already, number one team, and we'll play Bay Area and Hayward yet this year, Central Wisconsin. So, no, it's a tough schedule, but to be good, you got to play the best.
Yeah, it's the usual suspects, and you have to look at it both ways too, right? Those teams are trying to get CFM on their schedule to get some quality opponents.
Yeah.
So, you know, the scheduling works both ways where those coaches say, hey, we want to see CFM, too, to make sure we're up to snuff when you've had success in the last couple of years.
Absolutely. Winning a state title does a lot for you that way. All right. So we have a 1-0 lead. Eau Claire will have a power play for minute 16 when we start up the third period. We're between the second and third right now. CFM 1 and Eau Claire nothing. On WOGL, this is Sabres Hockey. On WOGO, we'll be back.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Kansas Smith for the three and the lead at 24-23.
No-look bounce pass down low. Katie Ruff off the window, counted in a foul.
Blocked by the Eau Claire player, but here's Riley Biston. And it goes in, the empty netter. Makes it 3-1.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
WOGL High School Hockey tonight. It's the CFM Sabres against the Eau Claire Stars. Greg and Michaela here at Hobbs in Eau Claire in a 1-0 lead. Very slim lead at this point for the Sabres. They scored a long time ago, 6:20 in the first. It's been, seems like just forever since they scored. That was Paige Steinmetz from Maya Post. And still hanging on to that 1-0 lead. That's the good news. You've got to get Barry a couple more here, I think, to seal the deal here.
Yeah, you just got to kind of hold steady and know you've been doing a lot of things right. and get back to doing those things right. You know, I think one of the first comments after the couple minutes to start the game was, you really see that hustle. They're the hardest working team on the ice, you know, that kind of aspect. And I don't think they've went away from it, but just to dial into that and don't get ahead of yourself and just say, okay, if I continue with this, I'm going to be successful.
Right.
You know, getting out of this kill is going to be huge. And then, like we say, momentum, momentum, momentum. Use this as kind of jumping off point to attack the beginning of the third.
Well, the good news is we've had some time to sit and rest the legs between periods because we're playing basically two lines here tonight. And by the end of the period, you can see they are winded.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen, I think I've seen nine total players. Well, 10 with the goalie, but I think that's all we've seen hit the ice here today.
That's about it.
There hasn't been a lot of subbing in, and but there hasn't been time for it. You know, it's been really competitive. We've had to do some line matching to make sure we're not giving up some, you know, prime opportunities to Eau Claire, but that's really what it's going to come down to in this third is where your leg's at. They've been playing a pretty heavy game schedule. Have you been able to maintain your conditioning through those games? How'd you come into the season? This is kind of the test of that right now in this third period.
Absolutely. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality. And always proud to support local sports, visit StelterIncorporated.com. StelterInc.com. Sabres trying to win their seventh straight. The winning streak began on the 1st of December. I'd like to say it all began with me because we we had that game. No, I had nothing to do with it, but it was a nice breakout game for them. 9-2 win over Northland Pines, and they haven't looked back since. Beat Western Wisconsin, Black River, Badger Lightning, then knocked off Hudson, one of the top teams in the state, and had the cakewalk against Medford, and that's where we sit right now. But, you know, you records don't mean that much when you got the Stars and the Sabres here.
No, that's exactly it. And I'm not going to take some wind out of your sails, but, you know, the third game of the season was also Paige Simons' first game.
That's true.
I'm going to have a little more effect on rolling up into a different time.
She wasn't 100%. She only played, I think, four or five shifts that game.
Okay.
But just having her out there was a huge boost to the team.
Right, get some leadership back out there and, yeah, pointing in the right direction.
She looks healthy now.
Yeah, absolutely. She's playing some good physical hockey, maybe to a detriment when she's ending up in the penalty box.
Yeah,
but
that's happened.
Yeah, you're really not seeing that lingering injury out here on her today.
Nope. Fourth power play of the afternoon, evening for Eau Claire, and they'll have a minute 16 left to go on the player advantage. And teams are just about ready to exit the locker room here for the decisive third period.
And did you had Jillian Stevenson starting the game, right? I haven't seen her out there.
I don't know either.
If she was a last-minute scratch or what kind of went on there, but she's a huge piece of this.
Yeah,
you know, she's young, but she's had some good experience. She's a good-sized body, good hockey player. So that's probably another aspect to kind of this inexperienced Eau Claire defensive unit looking a little shaky.
Yep. Yeah, you're right. All right. Plenty of time for this ice to set up now, and minute 16 to go on the man advantage here for Eau Claire. Crowd settled in. Came out for a pre-Christmas hockey game here. We got the boys' hockey team on Thursday night. Chi-Hi boys hosting Spash, Stevens Point. 6:40 Cardinal Countdown pregame show on Thursday, and then on Friday, it's Chi-Hi boys basketball. They will take on Menominee at home. 6:55 pregame show. Mark Halverson will have the call for you here on WOGO. And then we'll take a little holiday break and back with some Max basketball, tournament basketball after Christmas. And our next hockey game will be after the first of the year. Eau Claire Memorial boys in Chippewa on the 9th of January.
They're really getting it set up.
Yeah, I think they're just saying stay in the locker room here.
Haven't even brought them out. It looks
a
little better.
Got a load of water out there on the ice, and now they're ready. Coach Caitlin brings the ladies out, led by Cassie Hare. And we're about ready to get going. Eau Claire out on the ice as well. The officials are here. And let's get it going. Third period. 17 up on the board. First goal, only goal of the game, scored at 6:20 of the first from Paige Steinmetz. That was her eighth of the season, 15th point of the season, even though she missed the first couple of games. And the helper from Maya Post That has been it.
And that was really the last time we saw them playing that flurry style where they were just getting puck to the front of the net, shot, shot, shot. You know, we saw probably a flurry or two before that. That one happened, and since then they've kind of abandoned that style, and they've tried to come up top to the point more. Keep that puck low. Keep attacking right. those defensemen that net. You don't care what the D are doing up top. Let them take those wingers up and just play beneath the tops of the circles, you know, the hash marks.
You bet. Well, they got to kill a penalty first, so it's going to be Paige Steinmetz against Kate Roberts, and Roberts brings this one back for D on the power play, but it's intercepted by Riley Biskin, hammered off the wall, back into the CFM D zone. Biskin reaches back and guns it all the way down, right on. And Toole makes the save and hands off to her defenseman. Here they come. Up the ice is Addie Grulke. She pinched on the wall at neutral ice by Addie Biskin. The two Addies getting into each other here a little bit. And dug off the fence by Grulke and pushed into the CFM zone. Here is Riley Biskin. Hard around right there. Nice stop by Grulke at the blue line. Now they work it inside. High slot for Static. She can't control. Settles it down. Eau Claire's got it with 25 seconds left to go. And the power play almost intercepted by Addie Biskin. Reached in and then retreated into the box. And Eau Claire's got it. Center pass. Tipped aside by Cassie Hare. And this one's going to be cleared across the line by Paige Steinmetz. She walked through the pinch on the wall. The check on the wall. And CFM's got it. The shorthander. Back to the point. Tipped off the wall by Ash. Patience. And we're back to full strength. And like you say, patience. You got to look out in front. And Olivia Hare comes out of the box flying. And she got a piece of it. But Eau Claire picks it off and carries it into the CFM zone. Minute and a half gone here in the third period. Eau Claire on the forecheck now. Here's Karnitz. Tried to hand off to a teammate. Picked off. And here comes Hare. Olivia across the line by herself. CFM in the midst of a line change. Can't get the players into the zone. Or they do actually get a player in to keep the zone right there. That was Maya Post. Walked it in on the half wall and then had it poke checked off her stick. Eau Claire brings it in on sides. And this one's going to be side of the net. Cassie Hare saw it go past her, so she put a mitt on it and hangs on. With 14:57 left to go, third period.
Hey, a prime example of attack the puck and something good happens, right? Easy pressure on the defenseman turns it right over to us. Just keep that mentality up. Pressure, pressure, pressure.
14:57 and counting here. Ooh. In the third, and it's coughed up in the zone. Swept off a backhand by Stanek, right on, and Hare had to be right on herself to keep it out of the back of her cage.
That took a shot off the linesman's skate and redirected right out front for Eau Claire. That was scary.
Here he is, Kinley Lau. Tapped off her stick, and this one's going to float to the Stars goaltender, and Toole will hang on to that. Give her a chance, her team a chance for a breather here with 14:35 left to go. And Michaela, I don't know if we're going to see another goal here tonight. The way
these guys
are
running off a quick shift right now. I like this matchup of getting them out there in this offensive opportunity.
Here's Paige. Took the hand off herself, handed to herself off the draw, pushed it ahead, and caught up to the puck and threw one on net, but the save made by Toole. And a scramble for it back to the Eau Claire goaltender. Left out in front for Paige. A scrum developing. We got a call right here, or hand pass. Okay.
I thought she was the next one to play it out of her hand. I don't know if he says she grabbed it.
Maybe cupped it a little bit, and it's going to come all the way down in the Sabre zone.
I didn't think that her teammate was the next person to play that, but all right. I mean, that's all right. Got to
okay,
regroup.
You bet. 14:15 left to go. Equal strength. Eau Claire 0 for 4 in the power play, and CFM 0 for 1. One lone chance here. And the faceoff is going to come to the glove side of Cassie Hare. Paige Steinmetz reaches down, can't win the draw. Got some help from the backside. And here they come. Steinmetz took the feed. Paige is up the ice, races in over the blue line, launches a shot. That one was low, but it went wide. Steinmetz on the forecheck. Gets it over to Addie Biskin. Centering pass. I think she could have walked to the hole that time, but she coughed it up, and this is going to come all the way back on her own goaltender. And yeah.
What are you doing?
I don't know. It was slow motion here. Cassie Hare finally put the glove on it.
That going to the net with Addie Biskin is something we worked hard on in the fall. Of get your head up and find your space, because last year she had a lot of opportunities where her nose was down and it was pass first. She'd been doing
that
it really
a lot
well
of open
this
ice
game.
Right there to the hole.
And I was going
to
compliment her earlier on it, and then right there she gets her nose off her stick. She sees that space.
And that's going to draw an Eau Claire player to her, and then
free
pass
him up,
it, right?
Draw a penalty. You know, they might react poorly and draw a penalty.
Here's CFM on the breakout. It's cut off, kicked around inside the zone, and it's going to ricochet off to neutral. And everybody's got a touch up here. 13:31 left to go. Pinched on the wall on the far side. Eau Claire's got it. They come up with it. Cross the line. It is Stevenson. We saw her earlier tonight. She's back out there. Stevenson with a one-timer. A wrister went into Cassie Hare, and she fought that one off. Here's another shot through traffic. And here got just a piece of it to redirect it to the right corner. Back to the point for Eau Claire. This one is circled around by Gums. And on the near wing is Addison Knack, and she'll cycle it back behind our own goaltender as they're playing catch here on the cycle for Eau Claire. They work it back to the point. Here's
nice.
Kohler, and a nice read right there by Olivia Hare, who saw
there we go.
Cut it off. Olivia had it just for a moment in the Eau Claire zone. Couldn't control. And here is Paige Steinmetz. She rolls. Steino into the zone. The fake. Steino looking for a screen. Pull the trigger on a shot. It drifted wide. Back to the point. Riley Biskin with a chance. Here's Steinmetz trying to go 5-hole. The goaltender came out. Shut that one down. It's on the half wall in the Eau Claire D zone. Going to be dug off the fence by Katie Roberts. Circle around and back of her own tender.
Keep it deep. Keep it deep.
Nice forecheck right there. Here is Addie Biskin. Her shot rose a little bit on her. She searches for the puck. Gets there first. Brings it around the wall on the half boards on the far side. Eau Claire's got it. They'll toss it down low to open up some ice. Worked over on the far side for Kranitz. And finally, the ice is wide open for Eau Claire. They get it to the blue line and up and out. Here comes the Stars right now. They got a player flying in the hole who's all by herself. That's Kranitz. But they pinched the forecheck, the F1, on the wall right there. And she couldn't get the puck to Kranitz, who was wide open flying down the slot. And it's cleared by CFM as they get some fresh forwards on the ice right here. This one tipped off a skate. It's going to redirect all the way down to the CFM zone.
Ooh.
And it came off an Eau Claire skate, I guess, because icing is going to be called.
Yeah, I saw a CFM skate there, but I'll take it. I'll take it. We've had some stuff not go our way.
Exactly.
We'll take this little one, huh?
11:24 left to go, third period here in Eau Claire. Well, has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. White City, clean win back for CFM, and a one-timer there by Ashley Sloop. She loaded one up, but that one ripped into the glove by Tool.
She's dangerous up top. Sloop's got that really quick release where she's going to get something powerful on you quick. She's dangerous up there.
That is for sure. Puck in behind the goaltender right now, the Eau Claire D zone. Sabres cut it off in the breakout pass, and they've got it right now. Here is Kinley Lau, rides it into the corner. Feeds back to the point, redirected a couple of times. And smothered by the goaltender, Tool. Tessa Lysis, last player to touch it. Just, you can see it redirected a little bit towards Tool, but not quite enough. And got the save made by Eau Claire with 11 minutes left to go in the game.
Yeah, Tessa's got great hands and great vision in front of the net. She's awesome at tipping. She had a couple last year of awesome tippings.
Eau Claire wins a draw in their own zone. And it's taken a little deeper by Volke. Tries to get away from the CFM pressure, but Paige Steinmetz on the back check will curl this one into the right wing corner. Now it's picked up, fed to Steinmetz. Steino moves in. A shot there. Ricocheted off an Eau Claire player, and the Stars have it on the break on the far side. Here they come. It is Addison Gulke. Gulke can move. She's got the hands, but cut off there by Riley Biskin, and then hammered back out across her own blue line. And Eau Claire has got a bit back on sides. Here is Volke. She comes in. Hands off to Gruelke. Gruelke's got it. Backhands it ahead.
Go.
That's intercepted. Here come the Stars. Two on two. I should say the Sabres. Two on two with the Stars. Hands off to Maya Post. Maya moves in, and a shot right there, and it is swallowed up by Tool with 10:03 left to go in regulation here. 1-0 lead for CFM.
Yeah, two good rushes by Grilke there, but CFM played very solid defense, took away her space, took away her hands, and we had a nice rebuttal run of our own.
Face off in the right wing circle, Eau Claire with some room to maneuver, and it is Stanek who moves up the ice. Stanek hands off, one-timer, and the save made by Cassie Hare. She made it look easy right there. She followed the player over to her right and just kept contact with that post.
And held on to the rebound. Didn't let that bounce off her chest. That was big there to keep that second opportunity away.
9:53 left to go. There's the drop and poked out by CFM. Nice job right there.
Olivia Hare's got my hustle award. She's just making some straight hustle effort plays out here.
9:42 left to go on the game clock here in the third. Time running down, but only a 1-0 lead. Here's a feed down the slot. Coming down the slot for CFM is Addie Biscuit. And just lost the handle on it, and she was a few feet off the paint. Now it's going to be cleared back into the CFM zone. Here's Ashley Sloop. Works it on her forehand. Can't clear it out. And the intercept by Eau Claire. It is Victoria Keitlinger. Her backhand pass cut off by the Sabres. And a long stretch pass out of the reach of Addie Biscuit.
I'm not comfy, Greg. I'm not comfy. I'm willing this clock to move faster.
I know. I never thought in the first period we would be looking at a 1-0 score with 9:06 left to go in the game and just trying to eke it out. And now you got to kind of change your thinking, don't you, a little bit? Let's just survive this one.
Yep, keep the puck low. Get the puck in. Keep the puck low. That's
back
where your mentality
is. Volke with a shot with a lot of traffic out in front of our goaltender. And the save make right there. In fact, it was cut off before it got to Cassie Hare. And coughs it up. Here's Eau Claire. Nice backhand. Nice back check, I should say, by Riley Biskin. The puck was coughed up in the zone. And it's back out to neutral ice, and here is Biskin right now. Biskin going cross ice. Pass intended for Maya Post, way beyond her reach. And Eau Claire's got it. Biskin steps up, keeps this Eau Claire out of her own zone. But now on the ricochet, they'll throw it in. And we got two players that went down. No call. Both players went down hard on the inboards. And it's going to go right onto the tape of Addison Biskin, who lost an edge. They got some puck support from behind her by Maya Post, and it's dumped down in the Eau Claire zone. Both teams trying to keep some fresh players on the ice, and the matchup's going. Riley Biskin carried it across her own blue line and then lost it, and it's dumped in by Eau Claire with 7:58 left to go. On the break here is CFM. Turning and leaving it out in front is Tessa Lysis. Olivia Hare, the intended recipient of the pass, and just beyond her outstretched reach there in the Eau Claire zone, and it's loose on the half wall back in the Eau Claire D zone. But here come the Stars right now. It is Stanek up the ice on the near side. She is smothered by Riley Biskin, and the puck comes loose in the left wing elbow of the CFM zone. CFM can't clear, held at the point, shot blocked out in front, and it's gonna dribble in on Cassie Hare, and she'll hang on with that with 7:20 left to go in the period.
Yeah, like you kind of mentioned earlier, now is when your thought, your strategy has to change. We've got to be attacking from the defensive side of the puck. Right there, the defenseman made the decision to attack and try to pinch, but they didn't have any help filling in behind them. Then we got kind of on an island and had that good opportunity for Eau Claire coming back. You've got to be a little more strategic, a little more conservative. We still want to score. I don't believe in a one-goal score, right? One-goal game might not cut it here, but you've got to be a little smarter and conservative with your decision-making.
Exactly. 7:20 left to go on the game clock. Only a 1-0 lead for CFM. Seems like ages ago. 6:20 of the first from Paige Stein Metz, and
there
that has been it. CFM clears. We got a 2-1 potential. Here is Addie Biskin. It is Maya Post behind her. Biskin with the shot. Maya not quite up on the play enough to take a feed from Addie Biskin, so Addie decided to pull the trigger on a shot herself, but it went right into the Star in the front of Tool, the goaltender, and no rebound given up there.
Yeah, great job of holding on, because Maya was on top of her. If that puck would have squeaked out at all, Maya's on top to bury it.
7:03 left to go. Clean win for Eau Claire. They wrap it around the boards, but on the forecheck is CFM. One more will do it here. Addie Biskin's got it. She'll move left to right. And the player out in front, Paige Steinmetz, reaches for it. Can't get it, but now comes up with it. Back to the point. One-timer there by Sloop on the ice. Nice shot, but didn't get to the goaltender. And it was Addie Biskin who took a feed off the half wall. Steinmetz on the forecheck, and it's still in the zone. Here is Sloop with a dumping pass off the inboards. Tracked down by Addie Biskin. It's going to go cross ice, and Eau Claire is going to be able to tip this one down into the Sabre zone. This should be icing. Oh, they're going to wave off icing.
Huh.
That was a generous call right there by the Stripes with 6:10 left to go. And CFM has got some players heading to the bench here on the change.
Here we go. Come on, Kinley.
Kinley Lau. Lau, 1-on-4. Still got a shot off. A soft one in on the goaltender, Tool. She was the only player out there for a few seconds as CFM was in the midst of a change here with 5:59 left to go. Oof.
Yeah, and I see CFM wasting time here. Skate around. Make the ref call you into the faceoff. Your legs are burning. Kill some time. Get a break.
This one dumped into the left wing corner. Dug off the fence by Eau Claire. Stars have it. It is Stanek who skates up, tries to split the D. CFM on the back check. Gets there, and Ashley Sloop has got it. Worked it off the fence in the near side, trying to work it to herself, and couldn't quite catch up.
Here we go.
And here's a giveaway in the zone.
Go to the net.
And it is CFM. Maya Post out front. Post with a backhand try on the goaltender. She just got the tip of her glove on it, and then backed into the net. It comes off its pegs at 5:27 left to go. That'll stop play right here. Whew.
Yeah, there you go. It's Hare again with the hustle play, right? Defenseman goes down. Tessa tries to drag it across to her backhand. You know, I've seen her do it. I know she can do it. Tried to make something happen and just caught enough goalie in play, I think, to keep her out of the net.
WOGL, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Greg Stewart, and Michaela Hogan here at Hobbs Ice Center. Eau Claire Stars and CFM Sabres. Zach Whitecheck, our producer.
Good back
check. Z-Man, and here are the Sabres. They clear it out of their own zone. A scrum for right at the blue line. And now it's going to be pushed back in by the Stars with 5 minutes exactly left to go in the game. Pitched out there by the Sabres. And here they come. It is Riley Biskin, the tall defenseman. Had it for a moment. Tried to shield the puck. It comes loose. And Paige has got it. She'll scream into the zone right here. Steino. Past one defenseman, past another. Steinmetz has got it, digging for it, then it's loose. And Eau Claire with it right now. Here's Grucke with the nice hands. Grucke and Page, a couple of veteran players right there. And it's up the fence and all the way out for Riley Biskin. 4:27 left to go. Biskin pushed that one off the linesman. So it ricocheted, and CFM's got to get on sides here and pitched in right there. By Paige Steinmetz. Eau Claire has got it. Moving slowly from right to left. And on the forecheck is Riley Biskin. Here comes Eau Claire on sides. Shot wide of the net. Ricochets off the inboards. Eau Claire on the forecheck. CFM, though, wraps it around the dasher. And it tips out of play into the Sabres bench with 3:56 left to go in the game.
Yeah, you saw kind of the change in attack there on the forecheck for CFM. They kind of got it deep and then took a more, you know, conservative approach and let Eau Claire come up to them. They still didn't fill lanes appropriately. They still allowed Eau Claire out of the zone, but I did like the more conservative approach of saying, all right, let's slow this down. Let's not rush into a mistake.
Eau Claire wins it in the O zone here, and they've got the puck, and now stepping in to the passing lane is Ashley Sloop, and here she is right here. Trying to hit Maya Post, just out of her reach. Eau Claire's got it. They'll redirect all the way down. And it is Ashley Sloop who catches up to it for CFM. Banks it off the wall. Scramble for it, still inside the zone. Going to be carried out by Kinley Lau. Kinley's got it at the center checkered line. And still forcing the puck deeper in the Eau Claire zone with 3:20 left to go. Here in the third period. 1-0 lead that goes back to the middle of the first period for CFM. Here's Eau Claire. Keitlinger brings it in, dumps it off the boards. It is Olivia Hare who's got it for CFM. Can't clear. Nice keep right there by Eau Claire at the blue line. And this one's going to be lifted up and out, but not deep enough for an icing. At least I don't think so. They waved off the last one, and they're going to wave off this one with 2:51 left to go. I thought, oh, don't call that one.
Oh, she's pretty much touching it.
Yeah, at the blue line. And CFM stops it right there. That's Paige just dumping it in. Now you can kind of see the mindset changing, can't you?
Yep, absolutely.
To just keep it away from our end of the ice.
Yep, I like it.
2.5 left to go. Caitlin Dougherty keeping as fresh of players as she can out there. She still has her TO in her pocket. So we'll see if she uses that to keep that number one line out there. 2:20 left to go. Punched in deep by the Sabres. In the third period, a 1-0 lead for CFM. Here's Eau Claire, dished out into the Sabres zone, trying to track it down. It's Ellie Ash. We got a penalty right here. Ash drugged the Eau Claire player down. She panicked right there. It was Molly Wright for Eau Claire who was on the attack, and she was drugged down.
Yeah, she turned her, right? She didn't have a good gap. The offensive player took advantage of it. She turned Ash's hips, and once her feet stopped moving, she put her hands on her.
Yep, that's it was panic time right
easiest
there.
Easiest call in the book, right? Once your feet stop moving and you put your hands on
them. Maybe it's time to use your TO if you're Caitlin Dougherty. We'll see if she does that. 2:03 left to go. Power play, the fifth of the afternoon evening here for Eau Claire. We got one more power play to kill here. Michaela.
And from a positive perspective, this time it wasn't one of your top killers, right?
Yep, that's
you know,
true.
I don't want to say, you know, it's still one of your three defensemen. It's not a disposable person, but.
Yep.
And Eau Claire is going to take the timeout.
Oh. All right. Well, that helps us too, but I'm sure that Tom Bernhardt wants to set it up for his team down 1-0 with 2:03 on the clock. 2-minute minor on Ash. And we'll take a break here. It's 1-0 CFM here on WOGO Hockey, on WOGO Radio. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO. We'll be back.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Yeah. Greg and Michaela here tonight, WOGO. It's Z-Man, Zach Wycheck, our producer back in the WOGO studios. And it's 1-0 in favor of CFM. And a 2-minute minor called. Wouldn't you know, they got to add to the drama here. It was Ellie Ash. And she was trying to get back in the Eau Claire player. Want to make sure, I got to give her an A for effort at least. Want to make sure that she didn't walk in on her own goaltender. But in the process, pull the Eau Claire player down. And a 2-minute minor on Ellie. She sits here and just hoping and praying that her team can bail her out here in the final couple of minutes of the game.
Yeah, and it looks like Eau Claire is going to start right off with that goalie out of the net. You know, the one nice thing here is it's a free ice for CFM.
Yep.
They can take their shots down there and not worry about getting an isolation call, bringing it back. So it's not great to be down a man, but you also have that opportunity with some of your big guns out there that can get it the length of the ice pretty easily.
Well, fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom, Dave Check and Check Law Office making you part of the team. Here's Eau Claire. They win the draw. Shoot it right in to Addie Biskin. She'll bank it off the wall. Like you said, she can ice it here. Just dump it without the icing call. And you don't want to look at that open net too much here. Because that can kind of mesmerize you. Here comes Eau Claire into the zone. It's Stanek. Stanek in the high slot. Hands off to Kate Roberts. Back to Stanek. Grulke at the point, who kind of controls it. Quarterbacks it right there. So no cross ice for Kohler. Kohler looks it over very patiently. Over to Addison Grulke. Down low. Side of the wheel for Kate Roberts. And here is Eau Claire. Stanek has got it. The near post or near blue line, and Grulke loaded one up. A hard shot that rose on her, went across over the crossbar. 1:08 left in the game clock. 1:02 on the man advantage for Eau Claire. Dumped into the left wing corner, and CFM needs a clear, and they got it right there.
Cassie saw that puck from the point late, too. If that thing's on net, it might be a different story, but luckily it just rose high and went over the top.
50 seconds left to go in the game. 44 on the man advantage, and Eau Claire comes into the zone, and a nice INT right there by Ashley Sloop. She has played great here tonight. Works that one off the glass, and back up and out. Tipped out by CFM, and an offsides call right here. And this is where Caitlin may want to use that TO herself with 32.9 left to go, or maybe she wants to win these Eau Claire players a little bit too right now.
Yeah, they don't have a plethora of people to be putting on the ice either. True. I guess she likes what she saw, and here
okay.
we go.
All right, face off outside the CFM D zone. Eau Claire with a clean win off the draw. And stepping in is Riley Biskin, trying to disrupt the D-to-D pass. It comes into the CFM zone, wrapped around the wall, hits Dave Bestel, one of the referees, over in the left corner, and then cleared on the near side by CFM as we're down to 10 seconds left to go. Dump, that should be an icing right there. Oh, man, 8.5 seconds left to go, and the draw is going to come in the Eau Claire zone, and they've got to bring their goaltender back, don't they?
Yep, that's huge. That's a huge play, just to disconnect. We get the icing call. That completely changes these left. I feel like 20 pounds just came off my shoulder. Jeez.
Yep. 8.5 on the game clock. Only 4 seconds to go in the power play. And one more clean win here should do it. The goaltender Tool back out there. They don't add the extra attacker. There's the drop. Down to 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Up against the yellow stripe. And time runs out. And CFM beats Eau Claire Area Stars 1-0. Sometimes you just got to eke
out a
win.
Sometimes you got to grit it out. I tell you I thought that was going to be a lot more fun.
Yeah. I didn't see this coming, this kind of game coming in the first period, for sure.
The last hour's been a little more.
You grind it out sometimes, don't
yeah,
you?
You do. And it's a big win. I mean, it's big to grit this out, to show you can do it, so show you can keep it in check. Nothing seemed to go our way. Right, the bounces weren't going our way, the calls weren't going our way, but to grit that out and still get the win is huge. Momentum into the locker room, momentum into the rest of the season,
seventh
into this rivalry.
Straight victory for CFM.
That's big. That's big. And it's tough. You play a hard schedule. Everything is pretty even across the board throughout the state. To find a 7-game winning streak is pretty incredible.
I'll see. Well, they're scheduled to play Arrowhead on Friday. Here at the Chippewa Ice Arena to keep this winning streak going. But what a gutsy performance by these girls out here, these ladies out here tonight, basically running two lines all night.
Yeah, I honestly, to the end even there, with those penalties, with the things happening, I don't think more than 10 people touched the ice.
Yeah, wow. Well, we'll catch up with Caitlin Dougherty, head coach of the Sabres, on our post-Glassmere post-game show. And we'll have the Holly Bovey stats recap, which is going to be pretty quick. Only one goal scored here tonight, but a nice goal for CFM. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. The final, Sabres, CFM Sabres 1, and the Eau Claire Stars 0. Eau Claire falls to 3-6 overall, 0-3 in the BRC, and CFM 7-2 right now. And 3-1 in the conference. Michaela and I will come back at the post-game show and have the stats recap as well. So stay tuned. This is Sabres Hockey on WOGO Radio.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
CFM picks up their seventh straight victory tonight in a struggle, a grinder right down to the end, beating Eau Claire 1-0. And it's time for our post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Like we said, didn't see this coming, this kind of game coming. After the first few minutes of the game, where players are flying up and down, looked like CFM might be able to pour the puck in the net and win this one by a healthy margin. But they had to get their noses dirty right down to the end and keep that puck pinned at Eau Claire's end of the ice.
Yeah, and honestly, I mean, Tool for Eau Claire, the goaltender, is the best player on the ice for them today.
Yep.
You just think back to that glove save she made when CFM, I think Tessa thought she buried it. And honestly, that's a moment you can point out and say, is that when things changed? Did that change the momentum? I mean, she was a stone wall back there. The goal she gave up was kind of an easy goal. Or, you know, not exactly her fault with the second opportunities, but she played a heck of a game back there. But, you know, props to CFM for pulling it out with the adversity they faced there, especially at the end
of
the game.
Well, Coach, seven wins in a row. Congratulations. This is not... It wasn't a cakewalk here tonight for sure, huh?
No, absolutely not. That was a good, hard-fought, earned victory, so it feels good.
We were talking how different the game looked in the first period, and we thought, okay, this is going to be wide open. There'll be some scoring, and we didn't see any scoring. The rest, maybe it was the goaltenders. Both tenders played very well here tonight.
Yes, yeah, they did. I thought their goalie did a really good job on some of those second opportunities. It felt like, I know our girls thought we had a second one, but felt like we could have had two or three, and she kept them definitely in that game. And a good defensive battle, which I think was a good test for us. And we've talked about being a team that's defensive-minded first and hardworking, and it was nice to see them find a way to win playing that style tonight.
Yeah, if your D can stay out instead of staying in the penalty box,
oh,
right?
Yeah, yep, absolutely.
That was a little bit...
The penalties in the second got a little bit shaky. It's not fun. We talked about that in between. It's not fun to play 8 minutes on the kill when you're protecting a one-goal lead, but kudos to the penalty kill and just the girls' willingness to stick it out and block shots and find a way.
So tell me about the ebb and flow from where you sat down there below us here. What did you see throughout the game?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was definitely a game we had to work hard. It felt at times like some bounces weren't always going our way, and we had good ideas, but we weren't connecting every time. The puck wasn't going in when maybe it should have. But they found a way, and I think 5-on-5, I liked our play. I thought we did a good job of controlling the play when we were even strength and creating more opportunities. When we had our forecheck going, we could pin them down for a while. Yeah, but, you know, being a man down, it caught up to us at times.
And when you're rolling two lines like this and two sets of D, it can you could get winded in a hurry.
Yes, especially when two of your deer in the box at the same time.
Yeah, that is for sure.
Yeah.
So sometimes you got to win the close ones. Sometimes they're blowouts. You'll take those. But this is probably a kind of game that's going to be good for your team.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to lose it if you can, but if you can win a game like this, this is a real boost for your team, I would imagine. Huh?
Absolutely, and that's kind of what we just talked about. It was a really, like, grinding, hard work win, and we need that. Like, that feels good. It's a good way to win a game when you have to. Not every game is going to be easy, and we talked about being able to face adversity and come out on top, and I thought today was kind of a great example of that, and one of the first, you know, few tests that we've had to find a way and grind it out, and I was really happy with, like you said, we have a short bench. These girls work so hard. I mean, they have put in the effort. They put it in the skating. They have the positive mindset, and to see them get rewarded for their hard work and that grinding effort was awesome.
Well, I know the first week you worked on conditioning.
Oh, yeah.
Which is right out of the gate. That was the first thing you talked about, you wanted to do, and it paid off here tonight.
Yep, absolutely. And it's fun because I think they're starting to see it. So all of a sudden it's not like, oh, coach just likes to make us skate. And it's like, this is to help us. Yeah, so that's always good, too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you head into the holiday break. You're going to have one more game, though, I think, before Christmas, right?
Yeah, one more on Friday night to close out before the holidays.
Against Arrowhead.
Yep.
And a non-conference game, and you got to go right back at it in a few days here.
Yep, exactly. Got to kind of quick turnaround, get as much rest as we can, and then start focusing on the next one.
The girls in that locker room, are they thinking about a seven-game winning streak here, or is it one game at a time?
They're really good at being one game at a time. I will say we celebrate the victories when they come. I didn't hear anything about a win streak until after the game, and then they say it, and then we celebrate it. But going in, we focus on tonight and this game and what we can do in the moment.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Nice victory here tonight.
Yes, thank you.
All right, Caitlin Dougherty, the head coach of CFM, here tonight on our Post Glass and Mirror postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. If your windshield takes a hit, Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls has free mobile auto glass service, two heated bays, and a warm waiting room. From compact cars to semis, dump trucks to motorhomes, Post Glass and Mirror fits them all, big or small. We had one goal scored tonight, but I think maybe the hero for CFM was the young lady between the pipes for us.
Yeah, I think MVP's both ways, right?
Yeah, you got to get it to the 10. Very many highlights, but this is one of them. It's the puck, but it's right back in for Eau Claire. They've got it left wing corner. Here is Ekloff. Ekloff leaves it down low for Grook. Yeah, a one-timer on that, and Harris popped that out. Oh, what a great save by the senior goaltender right there, Cassie Hare. So, you know, they don't get a lot of kudos, but she just was on her game here tonight. She made a few toe saves. And, she looked like she was playing her angles well.
Yep.
She saw the ice very well, and she was in position most of the evening here to stop the puck.
Very confident when handling the puck. She was confident when a puck went wide and she kind of slid to her post, just very casually, it looks like, but that's just that confidence that she's not panicking. You know, she didn't see a lot early. We talked about that, but she stayed tough. That's big for her, too. I mean, that's a lot of games. What?
She's played given every up, minute of every game here.
Yeah, she's given up two goals in the last four. You know, it's turned on its head for her a little bit here.
Yeah, it sure has. Just looking to see how many shutouts she has pitched.
Three on the season.
Three, yep. This is her third shutout.
That's some people's career, man.
Exactly.
She's got three in six games.
Oh, man. So she has played well. That's where you want to start with your goaltender. If you have, you can't hide bad goaltending.
Yeah.
And she has played great hockey this year. And then you have some veteran defensive leadership and the one goal. And time for our Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap. Brought to you by Holly Bovee, Coldwell Banker, Bernice Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. The only goal scored in the first period at 6:20 of period number one. It was Paige Steinmetz, the senior, who picked up her eighth goal of the year, and the assist went to Maya Post, another senior, at 6:20 the first period. The Sabres are starting to pour it on at that time, and things looked like maybe a wide-open, high-scoring affair, but it turned out to be a 1-0 win for CFM. We'll take them however we can get them, and CFM now 7-2 on the season, and they go to 3-1 in the BRC. So a lot of hockey left to go here, but nice to be on a roll before the Christmas break here, the holiday break.
I like where we're headed. Yeah, like, you know, Coach touched on, that was a feel-good win, a grinding win, a proof of why we do what we do at practice win, you know, making sure they're working hard. And, you know, it's nice to hear that they bought in on the conditioning side. That's always difficult to get teenagers to buy in on the conditioning side.
Sure.
It's hard, but, you know, it seems like she's got this group in a great place. Mm-hmm. They're playing hard for her and, you know, a lot of good things. Ah, sorry, I figured out why we were pushed back. JV's going to play after here.
Okay.
I saw the reflection. It distracted me.
Flip the script here a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
So there you go. Call a bonus game?
Yeah, there you go. Let's do it. I don't know if I got the numbers here or not, but anyway, we're glad to call a win here for CFM. Again, they are 7-2 on the season with one more to play Friday night against Arrowhead. Here at home at the Chippewa Ice Arena. We'll be back there on Thursday for Chi High Boys Hockey as the fifth-ranked Cardinals will host third-ranked Stevens Point. Airtime with Cardinal Countdown 6:40 as Cooper Fosvick will be back on the air with me on Thursday night. And then it's Chi High Boys Basketball on Friday night as the Cards host Menominee at the Birdcage. Mark Halverson with a call at 6:55. And we'll be back to action for more hockey after the first of the year on the 9th of January. Well, this has been a lot of fun to have you back up here and joining me on the radio.
This is great.
Yeah, love it, love it. Michaela Hogan, the BRC Player of the Year, a couple of years, and Hall of Famer with me up here at Hobbs Ice Center. For our crew, I'm Greg Stewart. Thank you for joining us. Final score again, and thanks to Zach Wycheck, the Z-Man, for producing this broadcast tonight. Final score again, CFM 1 and Eau Claire area, nothing. Good night from Hobbs Ice Center in Eau Claire.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Sabres has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Post Glass and Mirror, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Heath Loken and Associates, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Lakeland University, Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley, Gibson Water Care, Chippewa Valley Insulation, and by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Thanks for listening to Sabres Hockey on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.